You on the air?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You on the air?
Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people that are listening to KSK Radio. This is Dr. McClennan, the host for KSK Radio. We're glad that we're here tonight again speaking with you. We're just blessed tonight, and we come to receive a blessing as well as give a blessing. And we hope that everybody that's listening will receive something tonight. We just pray for each and every one of us. We're going to ask Sister Bridget to pray before we get started, that God may feed his people tonight, and his word may go forth, and those who are listening will receive, their hearts and ears will be open, and to receive God's word tonight.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this night. But we know, Lord God, that all things were created by your word. And without your word, will nothing created. Father, we thank you for Elohim tonight. For you are the creator of all things. In Jesus, by the name. We pray tonight, Jehovah, that you will have your way tonight. That you will minister life in this place. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this place. And we ask you that you will move. And that you will breathe life, the breath of life on our life tonight, our souls and our minds and our hearts. That you will minister life in this place. And that you will command a thing to be, and that it will be manifest in our life in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we ask that you forgive us for sinning against you, Lord God. Sin against you, your people, even against our own body. Sin unknown to us, but known to you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you said we confess our sin, your faith is just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We believe by faith that we've been cleansed, but we've been cleaned by the washing of the water of the word. You said we are made clean by the washing of the water of the word. So let your word continue to watch us tonight, Lord God, as we hear your word tonight. Anoint the ears and the hearts and the minds of the people that they may hear faith tonight. Let the spirit of faith rise up in the hearts and the minds and the spirit of the people tonight, that they may receive and their heart be consented to receive the word of life, eternal word tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to have your way. As we speak your word, Father God, help us to speak with power, with signs and wonder, with evidence, Lord God. Let there be evidence. Let there be manifestations, Father God. As we speak, Lord God, may people call in the radio station saying, what must I do to be saved in Jesus' mighty name? And those that will hear faith, Father God, that faith will fill their ears and their hearts and their minds and their souls. It will heal their body. It will deliver them and set the captive free in Jesus' mighty name. Father, Lord, we thank you that you have chosen us to do a work for you, Lord God, because the work is not for man, but for God. And we give you all the praise and all the glory, and not your word tonight, Lord God, and we speak it in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move by your power in this place tonight. Speak life in this place. Let bread be on our lips that it may feed the nations of the people, and that they may have portion and have life and turn life in their vessels, that they may too rejoice in the Lord and our God. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you all the praise and all the glory. Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want to thank Sister Wolf for that prayer that's gone out tonight. We just thank everybody for listening tonight. We want to give God all the honor and all the praise. Every time we come on the radio, we want to give God all the honor and all the praise, because it's about him that we do this work. He has chosen us for this time and this purpose to do his work, and we thank God for that. Tonight, we have so much. We have so much to talk about tonight. And like I say, I just pray if anyone has anything to say, wants the word goes forth, if they need prayer, we will give you a number, or you can call the radio station or whatever. You can get prayer tonight. We have Sister Wolf and Brother Allen. They are going to be with us tonight to give out a word. And like I said, I'm just so blessed by the word. Each and every time we're together in unity. Sometimes we're not just physically together, but in unity, and we can tell that, because sometimes we'll be speaking, and when we come together, we're all speaking on the same, on one accord. We're on one accord, and we know that is done by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is leading and guiding each and every one of us and bringing us together in unity. And tonight, Sister Wolf has a wonderful message for us that I just love to come to the table and eat. I just be honest with you. I love to come to the table and eat. And she's going to be talking about the commanded blessing, and I'm just excited. I am excited about what God is doing. time. He's getting ready to do a revival, and we are ready to run after whatever he called us to do. And we are passionate about doing God's will and whatever he has us to do. We're passionate about it. We're just obsessed. Well, I mean, we just can't, you know, we just love it. We love it. We're in love with him.
Amen.
You know, we're in love with him. And the more we come to the table and speak his word, the more we get into our Bibles and we begin to just speak his word, we love it. And then God began to just teach us so much knowledge and so much wisdom. Sometimes you can't even contain it. I'd be at work and I have to put it in talk because I got to write it down. I got to write this down, Lord. Hold on, I got to write it down. So, you know, if you want it and if you pursue after him, he will definitely bless you. I can tell you that because he has done it for me. And tonight, like I said, I know many people out there has been blessed, want to be blessed, and they're tired of the same old thing. I come across people all the time that say, Lord, I'm tired. You know, they're tired of living the way they're living, but they don't know how to come out. Well, we know how to come out, and we want to express that to you, that you can come out. All you have to do is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be added to you, and you won't have to stay in the same position each and every time. But tonight I'm going to turn it over to Sister Wolfie's word, and we're just ready to feast on them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. The Lord said that everything that helped us, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's a commanding blessing.
Amen.
Oh, amen, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. May the Lord bless you, Dr. Hunter, tonight. Praise
God bless you.
Amen. Tonight we're going to be talking about the commanded blessing of the Lord. And my content, it's going to be a whole lot of different texts that God has given me, but I ask the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to narrow it down where begin to decree, declare, thing, and begin to speak God's word under the direction of the Holy Spirit, because when he speaks, he revelates and he gives us wisdom, insight, and discernment and so forth. And tonight we just want to let God just do, have his way and do what he do.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. This week the Lord has really been, you know, been in my spirit for so long about the command of blessing. You know, Jesus, that's what he came for. He came to bless us and to empower us when we receive him as Christ and Lord. And our Savior, he came to give us life more abundantly. And the Father, he sent his word to us, which is Jesus. Jesus is the commanding blessing from the Father to us, his people in the earth. And I just thank God tonight for what he has done in our life and what he's doing in our life and what he's going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight we want to go through Isaiah 45:19. And it says that I, the Lord, speak righteousness, and I declare things that are right. So we know when God speaks, we're going to speak righteousness.
Amen.
And we know when his righteousness speaks, it's going to declare things that are right.
Amen.
Isaiah 45:23 say, I have sworn by myself the words that go out of my mouth in righteousness, and it shall not return. In other words, it will not return to God void. It's going to accomplish all that it set out to do. Amen. Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning. I'm just giving you some background scriptures. A bit of the case, amen. When you go to court, you got to fill up your case, amen, amen. And Isaiah 46:11 say, indeed, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass, and I have purposed it, and I also will do it. So we know when the Lord begin to speak, he will bring it to pass. And then the Bible says when he brings it to pass, that's because he purposed it. The Lord said, I know the plans and thoughts that I have toward you that are good and not evil, to give you a good future and a hope, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen? And he said when he purposed it, he will also do it. And I thank the Lord tonight because he is a doer of his word.
Amen.
Whatever he say, he will do it. Amen. When you believe it by faith. Amen. Now, let's go to Numbers 23:19. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to flip my Bible over. I'm going and I want to be with you on tonight talking about
the commanded blessings. That's Numbers 23 and 20. Well, let's start at Numbers 23 and 19. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken will he not make it good? We know when God speaks, he's going to make it good. And his word is good. It's good all by itself. Amen. Jesus is good. Amen. Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed and I cannot reverse it. So tonight when God begins to command a blessing on your life, then it cannot be reversed by anyone or anything. So you don't have to fear. Because when God blessed, can nobody reverse it with a curse. Amen? Amen. Let's go to praise to Jesus. Romans 8 and 1. Romans 8 and 1 says, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So therefore, if you're in the Spirit, then therefore you are not condemned what God has blessed you with. Amen? You can't let nobody condemn you when God bless you, when he commanded the blessings for your life. Because the blessings are for those that are walking upright before the Lord, those that are called by his name, those that have received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, if you have not received the Lord Jesus as your Savior tonight, well, you don't have to stay out in the cold. You can receive him by faith. Amen? The Bible says, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Amen? So let's hear what the Spirit is saying tonight so we can be blessed in our vessels, so we can be blessed in our life, so we can be blessed in our homes, in our families, so we can be blessed in our ministry, so we can be blessed because he has commanded a blessing for our life. And it is up to us to do our part to receive that what he's already blessed us with. Amen? The Bible says, Ephesians 1 and 3 says, the Father of glory has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we know if we in Christ, we are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, waiting for the manifestation of his glory to be revealed to us in these last days. Amen? The Bible says the earth is groaning for the true sons and daughters. The people are groaning. They are looking for the true sons and daughters of the Most High God to command a blessing upon their life. We are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus. Amen? And therefore, we are the seed of righteousness. And righteousness has to decree and declare that in the earth. Let's go to praise to Jesus. Let's go to Joel 22 and 28. It says, you will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your way. Amen? And Genesis 42 and 25 say, and I just want to stop right there. You will also declare a thing. See, it's going to take your part to declare a thing. And all the way to declare a thing, you got to know what the word says. You can't declare anything. You got to declare what the word says. Without the word, there ain't going to be no declaring what God says. Amen? So we got to declare what God's word says. It says you will also declare that it will be established for you. I don't know who you are, man or woman of God. I don't know who you are that don't know God. But I tell you tonight, if you will begin to get in the word and meditate on the word day and night and study the word and then become meditating on the word day and night, then the Lord began to speak to you. And then you'll be able to declare what he's speaking to you about. Amen? And then the Bible says, then it will be established for you. Establishing means it's established in your heart. Because God wants it in your heart. And when it's in your heart, then what's in your heart, your mouth will speak what's in your heart. And when your mouth speaks what's in your heart, then your mouth begins to declare and to speak what God's word is saying in your life, and then it will manifest for you. See, we want his word to come up on you and that you can be in the spirit, taste and see it, and that the Lord is good. Amen? It says the light will shine on your way. Now, tonight, I want to be talking about the commanded blessing. And I'm going to be talking about kind of what my text is going to be coming from, Genesis 42 and 25. It's talking about then Joseph gave a command to fill their sack with grain and to restore every man's money to his sack and to give them provision for the journey. Anytime when there's promotion, God's going to order, he's going to command a thing. He's going to command that your sack be filled with grain to restore every man's money to his sack to give them provision for the journey. And any time a God command a thing, he's going to always give you provision for the journey, what he's commanding you with. Amen? He's not going to just give you money and don't give you no provision with the money. Amen? Because provision go with the money. Amen? Praise the Lord. Genesis 42 and 26, then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain. Now, you know, in these last days, I believe this is a year of God's number seven. Seven is a year of perfection, and this is 7 years of restoration, the 7 years of God's plenty, because the Bible says that in the last days, he said there will be a famine in the land. He said not a famine for bread and water, but famine for the word. And well, the word of the Lord is there's power, amen? Power to speak life, power to deliver, amen? So therefore, tonight, we're going to speak the power of Christ in Jesus' mighty name. And it says, then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain, to restore every man's money to his sack. And, you know, I was thinking about this is the year that I believe that God is going to divinely cancel debt on people's behalf. And that's Deuteronomy, I think it was 15 and 2, where the Lord released. He said the Lord released a thing. See, when God commanded a thing, he released a thing. Amen? What did he release? You got to find out what that thing is that he releasing. Amen? You have to search out the scripture and see what he's releasing in that season, in that time. Amen? And I believe tonight that God want to release his word to his people so they can have their needs met. Because he said he's going to give us life more abundantly. There's no sense in him telling us he's going to give us life more abundantly, and we don't have the life more abundant manifested in our life. We got to believe what God said concerning his word when he says it. Amen? Now, we are to see God through Christ Jesus, and the promise is a blessing sure to us when we believe it by faith. Amen? So we got to believe tonight when we hear the word of God that is true. He said, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall possibly believe in his prophets. You and believe in the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe in the prophets, you shall be blessed. Now I come to bless you tonight. I didn't come to curse you, but I come to bless you. And I want you to receive the blessing of the Lord by faith, amen? Because he wants everyone to have faith. He wants everybody to have faith tonight so they can receive that blessing. Amen. So I pray tonight in the name of Jesus, as your word go out on the airway, that you anoint the ears and the hearts and the minds of people to have faith to receive, to be receptive to your word, Lord God, that they too may have life in their vessel. They too, that need shall be met according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus' mighty name. May manifest, Lord God, demonstrate your righteousness. Lord, you said you have called us to demonstrate your righteousness in the earth. And Father, your righteousness declares a thing. And when it declares a thing, it manifests on our behalf that your word is so, and it is true. And Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. We receive your word tonight, Lord God. And we thank you for the commanding blessings that you have blessed us with already in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus is our commander chief. He received his commands from the Father. Let's go to John 10 and 18 and see what Jesus said about the commanded blessing. Because it is truly him that's doing the commanding. Amen. John 10 and 18. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory for the commanded blessing tonight. 10 and 18, it says, thank you, Father. No one take it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
Yes.
Now, who won't serve a God like that? He got power to lay his life down. He got power to raise it up. And tonight, God has given you a commanded blessing. He's given you power, life to speak his word.
Yes.
So you can have what his word say. Amen? The commanded blessing. And I have power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. See, Jesus received the command from his Father, and we received the command from Jesus. Amen? So we all be at one with the Father. Amen? Amen. Because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are the seed of Abraham. Can I declare to you that we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus? And the promise and the blessing of the commanded blessing is sure to us when we believe it. Now just go on and receive that in Jesus' name. Amen? Now, let's go to John chapter 50. Let's see what John 12 and 50 say about it. Amen. We're going to walk the word tonight. We're going by the scripture. We're going in the way of the Lord so nobody won't trouble us along the way. Amen. He said, see to it, they don't want to trouble you along the way. When he gives you provision, he don't want you to be troubling your spirit. He wants you to have some peace because you're going in the way up. Amen.
That's
right. John 12:50. Praise to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore,
yes.
whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. So tonight I'm speaking what I believe the Father has told me concerning his Son. His Son's name is Jesus. And whatever Jesus said, he given us the authority to speak his word. He gave us permission to use his name, the name above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen? So therefore we're using the commanding blessing. His name is Jesus. He's the one to do the commanding. He's the one that blesses his people. Amen? Amen. And he said, and I know that his commandment is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever he speaks, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. This is the word of faith that we speak. Romans 10:8. Let's go there and see what that says. Romans 8:10. Praise you, Jesus. Romans 10:8. It says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth. See, the word got to be in your mouth. The commandment blessing. You can't command it without it being in your mouth. Amen? In your spirit. Amen? And in your heart. That's the word of faith that we preach. See, Abraham was a friend of God. He was the father of faith. And therefore, we are the seed and the descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And therefore, since we are the descendants, we have the same right as they did. Matter of fact, we have a better covenant because we acknowledge through Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Praise you, Jesus. That if we confess with our mouth, that the Lord Jesus has believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. But with the heart one believes. Now, when you believe on this word on tonight, you got to believe with your heart because your heart will bear witness to the truth. Amen? Because he has given every man a measure of faith in his spirit. Amen? So your spirit man going to have to raise up and catch it. You want to catch this tonight. You're going to have to, this is your part tonight, you want to catch the word tonight. You're going to have to catch it and believe it by faith. You're going to have to receive it with your mouth. You're going to say yes and amen. That's how you catch it. You open up your mouth and you agree with the scripture. Amen? Praise
amen.
The Lord. One believer to righteousness and with the mouth confession made unto salvation. Now, salvation, when it comes, it commands a thing. It commands God's blessing to be restored up in your life. That's what Jesus came. Luke 4:18. Let's go there. And this one, even in my notes tonight, but he changed, he do like he want to do because he is God. Amen. We just go with the current. We go with the flow tonight. Amen. Luke 4:18. Praise you, Jesus. Let's see what it says. Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. The Spirit of the Lord is up on me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel of the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, by the devil, to proclaim the scepter year of the Lord. Now, that's the commanded blessing for our life today, that the Spirit of the Lord be upon us. And you'll know them that the Spirit is bearing witness that's blessed upon them because they have the power of Christ unto salvation to command a thing, to speak a thing, to declare a thing in the earth as in heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. See, they say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. And it says, praise you, Jesus. Let's go to John 5:19. Let's read that and see what it said. If you can't get to your Bible real quick, that's all right. Just write the scripture down and later go back and feed on it and see if it's true. John 5:19. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, Father. We give you praise for your word tonight. John 5:19, it says, then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself. See, we can't do nothing of ourselves. We can't do nothing of ourselves. But what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does, the Son also do in like manner. Therefore, whatever the Son do, what he sees the Father do, we got to do what the Son do. Amen? We got to do what he do to get the same results that he got. Amen? And that he's getting in our lives. Amen? Praise you, Jesus. For the Father loves the Son and show him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. Did the Lord Jesus say we're going to do greater works than these? Did he say we're going to do greater works than he did when he walked the earth? Didn't he say that? And how are we going to do greater works? Well, we got to say what he said. And we got to do what he did to get the results that we need in our life. Amen? In our family life, in our ministry, in our everyday walk of life. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Father. John 8:28. Let's go there. I like to teach from the scriptures, because the scripture is inspired by God. Amen. John 8:28. it says, praise you, Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he. Tonight we are lifting up the Son of Man. We are lifting up the name of Jesus. We are lifting up what he has commanded his blessing upon our life. He is the blesser. He is the blesser. And he's the one that's doing the blessing tonight. Amen? So we're lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen? He said, then they will know that I am he and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. See, it is Jesus that teaches us his word by the Holy Ghost. He sent the Holy Ghost to help us, to teach us, to give us a tongue to learn that we may know how to speak a thing in the season, in the timing. Let's go to Isaiah 54 and see what it says. I want you to see it. I want you to write it down so you'll know for yourself. If anybody asks you, you can say, oh, the scripture said it. The word said it. Jesus said it. The blessing said it. And he's the one that commanded this blessing tonight. Don't let the thief steal your blessing. Because he's going to come right after this word is sown in your spirit. He's going to try to steal it. But you hold fast to the faith. Hold fast to the sound doctrine and teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All this fiction and folk. The Lord God has given me the tongue to learn. Who giving you the tongue to learn? It's God. Amen. That I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He wake me morning by morning. He wake my ear. Sometimes in the morning you get up and the Lord be waking you up. He be waking your ear up because he be teaching your mouth how to speak. He want to teach your mouth how to speak right things. And when you speak right things, it will manifest on your behalf in the earth. And I always see and they will marvel that God is who he say he is and he could do what he say he could do because they see the results in your life. Amen. He awakened me morning by morning. He wakened my ear to hear as the Lord. The Lord God has opened my ear. So we thank God when he give us a word to speak, he's going to open up your ear. And Father, tonight I pray in the name of Jesus, as your word is going out, that you will open up the ears and the hearts and the minds of the people so they can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scriptures say, and it becomes in them for righteousness, according to Isaiah 54 and 5. To God be the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. To God be the glory. Father, oh, thank you. It is the Father who teaches you to speak these things. So when we be filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will speak with other tongues as the Spirit give us utterance. That's Acts 2 and 4. Zephaniah 3 and 9 say, for then I will restore to the people a pure language that they all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. Tonight we hear on one accord several laws concerning his commanded blessing, his commanded word. His word is his commanded blessing to us today, and his name is Jesus. Receive him now. Receive the Lord Jesus because he comes to bless you. He comes to prosper you. He comes to increase you. He comes to accelerate you. He comes to excel you. He comes to open doors for you. He comes to shut doors in your life that need to be shut. He comes to open doors that need to be opened in your life. He comes to make a way out of no way. He's the river of living rivers of life. He is the Prince of Peace. He is your counselor tonight. And all you have to do is receive his commanded blessing word. Amen? Amen. Okay, it says, thank you, Lord. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power to speak. Power means to speak. Because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. To speak. So we come to speak life tonight, not death, but we come to speak life to you. That you may have life on your flesh and strength on your bones. Because God has commanded, he said, I have commanded your strength. He said, it is God that commanded strength for his people. Amen. So therefore, but you shall receive power to speak when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be a witness to me. And we be a witness to the Lord, because the Lord, when he speaks, power will go out and heal and deliver and set the captive free. And that's what tonight was going on. The Lord wants his power to go out so you can be healed in every area of your life. He don't want you to lack nothing in your life, not in your health, not in your finances, not in your family, not in your ministry, not in nothing that concerns to godliness in Christ Jesus. He don't want you to lack for nothing because the Bible says he blessed us daily. He loves us daily with good benefits. And so, you know, a lot of people got 401k, but I don't have a 401k, but I got Jesus. I got the commanded word. I got the commanded blessing. And therefore, it's above the 401k. It's better than the 401k. So don't get, that's right. They can't take the 401k, but they can't take the commanded word when you hold fast and dear to it. Amen, in Jesus' mighty name. So don't worry about the 401k. Just get the commanded word. Get the commanded blessing of the word, and you will be blessed in your endeavors. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. So let's go look, Father. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank God for Brother Allen tonight.
Amen.
Proverbs 8:6. It says, listen, for I will speak excellent things. This is the Lord saying. That's what wisdom do. It speaks excellent things.
Yes.
And that is the commanded word for us tonight. That is his blessing. Wisdom is one of, wisdom is the principal thing that we build on. Without the word, we can't do no feeling. You can't expect God to do anything for you if you don't believe by faith that God's word is who he say he is and he can do what he say he can do. So tonight we come with great expectation to receive from the end of our faith. Amen? It says, Proverbs 86 says, listen, while we speak of excellent things from the open, we come right things. From my mouth we speak truth. So God's word is truth. Jesus is the truth. He's the truth. He is God's truth. He is truth. He is. He is. He is truth. Amen? And so when he speaks, he cannot lie. If he speaks his word, if he speaks his word to you, he cannot lie to you. Amen? So you don't have to worry about if this a lie, if she's speaking to, if that word going forth, if that's saying right over the airway. Well, if it's God's word, it's the truth. You can put your hope and your trust and your confidence in God's truth. Amen? It says, when God commands a thing, life of that word will flow out of your heart, and it will heal, it will declare, it will fill, it will restore. It will give life to that which was dead. Romans 4:17-18, let's go there. Because the reason why I'm going there, because the word is going to clean your eye gate so you can see it for yourself, and then you'll know where it's laid at. So somebody say, well, where that come from? Well, baby, let me take you to you and show you where it's laid at so you can come alive in you. We want it to come alive in you tonight. Amen. Romans 4:17, to God be the glory. Because, you know, we have to preach from the scripture because God is fired by his word.
Amen.
And the devil don't like it. To God be the glory for that. Amen. I said the devil don't like it, and I said to God be the glory for that. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Romans 4:17, let's start there. It says, praise to Jesus. As it is written, I made you a father of many nations. That's Abraham, God talking to. In the presence of him who he believed God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things do not exist as though they did. See, you got to receive this by faith tonight. You got to believe that God is calling these things. He's calling these things to life on your behalf. Amen? Who contrary to hope and hope, believing so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your descendant be. So therefore, we got to call those things being not those that were. We got to come out. We got to call the commanding blessing in. You, whatever you want to see in life, you got to call it in. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. And so therefore, you got to call in what you want to see by faith. You got to call in the word that you asking God, what you're praying and requesting God to do on your behalf. And that's the command. That's just God's commanded way of doing things.
Amen.
And you got to start saying what God said concerning his word, what he said. Now, if the doctor told you you got 3 months to live, well, you know the devil lied. Because Jesus died that you may have life more abundant. So that's not true. That's a false perception. That's a false word. And that's a spirit of error. You don't receive a lie, you receive the truth. Jesus said, by his stripes you heal. Now, who reports you're going to believe? You're going to believe the commanding blessing. Amen? The commanding blessing that Jesus blessed you with. He blessed you with healing. So go ahead and take your healing, man of God. Go ahead and take your healing, woman of God. Go ahead and take your healing for your household. I'm taking it for mine. Now, I receive it, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. We give you praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. When God commanded a thing, life, that word will flow out and heal, deliver, fill, restore. Give life to that which was dead. That's Romans 4:17-18. Hold fast to that word. Don't let it slip. Because the enemy, he's hoping that you forget it. Don't forget this. Because God wants to impress this on your heart so you may have life and have it to the fullest. In Jesus' mighty name. We are the descendant of Abraham. We have the same kind of faith to speak, to call those things be not as they were. Amen?
Amen.
That's what all faith is. Faith is called for what God said. Amen? So it can manifest on our behalf. Now, thank you, Jesus. Now, let's call, let's command, let's decree, and let's declare a thing done in our life in Jesus' name. Jesus said that we will do greater works in him who we believe in him. Praise God. We have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that he is who he said he is. He can do what he said he could do. Now, I thank God for that. Because all things are possible to him who believes. Now, tonight you want to believe this by faith. So these things can be possible for you.
Yes.
Amen. For you and your household. In Jesus' name. Now, let's go to Luke 1:45. This is Mary. Was going over to Elizabeth's house when she was pregnant with our Lord Jesus Christ. And she went to meet Elizabeth. I want to start with number 41. Let me tell you something now. When you get this word, you got to get around people that's radical for Jesus, that's passionate, that's obsessed with this word, because if you're not, the thief will come and steal. Don't get around people that can't give light, fuel your fire.
That's right.
If they're not putting no fuel on your fire and celebrate and being happy, rejoicing in what the Lord is doing in your life and through your life, guess what? Then you don't want to be around them. Because God, when God commands a blessing, then he begins to separate the darkness from the light. Because darkness cannot comprehend the light of God's glory that's upon your life. They don't know what it is. Amen? Because he don't want them to steal it and plunder from it. And if you're not strong in your faith, you don't want to be around them until you get strong in your faith. And then when you get strong in your faith, you get back around, and then they can rub up on them if they want it. If they have to choose it by life. God give everybody a free will to choose life for them. Amen. Now let's go to Luke 1 and 44. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now let me tell you something. You got to get around people that leap with joy. Because y'all going to... Listen, tell me a second. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. He said, lift up Jesus, the heart to finish our faith, beholding the joy that's before. You're going to have to get around people that got full of joy. Mm-hmm. So you can hold fast to your baby until you get birth. Amen? Amen. Because you don't want to force this blessing. You want to hold fast to this blessing. I heard the man of God say it too tonight. That was Dr. Newsom. He said, the Lord has set his love upon me. God don't want to get you in a place and promote you, and then the next day you back down and demoted. No, he wants to stay where he promotes you at, amen, in that place, in him, amen. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaving her womb, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. See, look at that. You got to, if you ain't filled, you get around somebody that got some joy, you're going to get filled. Because what they talking about, you receive it by faith. Guess what? You on fence to that. You're going to jump up a jar, too. And after a while, you're going to have to get the same result in your situation concerning your life. Amen? And it says, then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you, among. See, you're going to begin to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget all those benefits who heal me. See, that's a commanded word. That's a commanded blessing. Amen? Woo! Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this guaranteeing me that the mother of the Lord should come to me? But indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ear. See, you got to have faith in your ear. You got to keep the word before your, the scriptures that I'm giving you tonight, keep them before your ears day and night, keep them before your eyes day and night. Meditate on that. Why? Because she just told you. She said, for indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ear, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. See, you want your baby to leap in your womb. You got to have some joy. The only way you're going to have some joy, you got to hear faith. Faith will give you some joy, baby. Faith will give you Jesus. When you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scriptures say, and your baby will leap up in your womb. Hey, what you praying and what you asking for, he begins to leap up in your womb. With matter of fact, you about people, that's all he's talking about, what's leaping up in your womb. Amen. If they don't want to celebrate what's leaping up in your womb, separate. Because they don't have the vision that God has given you concerning your baby that's in your womb. Amen? Amen. Blessed is she who, now this is the key. Number 45, blessed is she who believe, but there will be a fulfillment of those things. Now, when you begin to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to fulfill those things that you're believing him for.
Right.
He's gonna fulfill you of the things that you're believing him for, as he did Mary. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It says, thank you, Father. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So receive what God is sending in your bed tonight, and protect what he's giving you, this word, this seed of righteousness sown into your heart, this sown into your spirit. Okay, let's go to Genesis 42:25. It says that Joseph gave a command to fill their sack. They're going to fill again. Now, when you believe this, God's going to fill your sack. You say, I got holes in my sack. You don't have no more holes in your pocketbook no more. You don't have no more holes. If I'm not talking to nobody else, I'm talking to myself tonight. Because when God's word comes, he comes for us all who believe it by faith and receive it. Amen. This word is not for you, for me too. I received it too in Jesus' name. Amen. Now he said, now Joseph gave a command to fill their sack with grain to restore. Now listen at that, to restore. All that, you know, the prophet Joseph said that all that the cake won, the locusts and all those enemies, those enemies that came and robbed and plundered the banks, all that they had eaten up. Your grain and your oil, your wine, all that they had stolen and robbed upon you. Now, when God commands a blessing, he commands a blessing to restore you back to all things so you can have some peace in your soul. Because when you ain't got no peace in your soul, then guess what? The enemy just have a field day with you, just walk and plunder, and you ain't got no peace. But Jesus is our commander, blessing. He's our peace. It just ain't talking about money, it's talking about our peace. Because when you got peace, you got everything. He is the Prince of Peace. I hear the man of God saying that. He is who he said he is. Amen. Then Joseph gave a commandment to fill their sack with grain to restore. A commanded blessing is now upon you. I decree and declare that a commanded blessing is upon you to be restored, to be filled, to have the peace that God has promised you. Because you are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus, and the promise and the blessing is sure to you and your household. So receive that word tonight. Whatever that thing is, say, Lord, I receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive that my sack be filled with your good. I receive that my sack be filled with your good. I receive that my sack be filled with your favor, Lord God. Wherever I go, say and do, it manifests on my behalf. Thank you, Father, according to Luke 2 and 52, that you give me favor with you and with man, wherever I go, say and do, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you give me wisdom. How to speak right words at the right time in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I give you praise for the commanded blessings that you have bestowed upon me and my household in Jesus' name. See, that's the way you got to talk. That's the way you got to speak. That's the way you got to believe what you're saying is true. Because whatever you're speaking, that's what you believe in. Because what's in your heart, going to speak. And what's in your heart, that's what you believe in. Amen? By faith. It's a start to command a thing. Use God's word and command. Speak to that thing that you want to see happen in your life. You got to speak to him. Find out what the scripture says. Search the scripture. This is our part. We have to search the scripture and see what the scripture, what the word is saying concerning our situation in our life. So we can have the commanded blessing, the blessed thing in our life. Amen. You can't curse a thing when you don't know what the blessing meant, what the blessing saying. Amen. You got to know what God's word is saying so you can receive your blessing. Amen. It says, speak what God speaks. Let's go to Genesis 1 and 3. I'm just about through. And then I'll pick up a little later as the Lord sees fit. Genesis 1 and 3. Let's see. Genesis 1 and 3 says, then God said, let that be light. And that was light. Now watch this. When God commanded his blessing, 2 Corinthians 4 and 6, I just want to say it right quick. It says, 2 Corinthians 4 and 6, keep your hand right there. Then God said, see, you got to say what God says. Let that be light, what you need in your life. You got to say what God says. By his strength, I'm here. Well, that's your healing. The Bible says, Philippians 4 and 19, that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. That means I ain't going to have no lack in my finances. You got to speak to your... You got to speak to that doubt and unbelief. You got to speak to that lack. Amen. So your atmosphere can change. So your circumstances change. Because you move from below to on high. Because the Bible says we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, waiting for the manifestation of the glory to be revealed to us in the earth. Amen? So you got to speak what you want to see happening in the heavens. So heaven can hear, and then heaven can give you that due to your name. Amen? He can't give you nothing if you're not speaking his word. He's not obligated to bless you unless you're speaking his word. Now, you know, his word, not those that don't know Christ. You know, God, he said he reign on the just and the unjust. Yes, he do. You know, I let him, he do. He do. Because, you know, his mercy is just, he just compassion like that. He loves his people. Because, you know, he gave every man a measure of faith. But the only way they could wake up and come out of darkness, the only way they could wake up out of their deep sleep, somebody got to speak faith in their hearing. So the spirit man can rise up for the occasion and take charge. Amen? Come in alignment with the word of God. It says, 2 Corinthians, praise you, Jesus, 4, let's see, 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. That's what I'm on. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. It says, God has commanded the bliss. It says, for it is God, that's 2 Corinthians 4 and 6, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. We are shown in our heart to give light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, when God begins to command a blessing on your life, light's going to shine forth. What is the light? It's knowledge. Knowledge is going to shine forth. And when knowledge comes forth, it's going to shine in the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then when Jesus Christ comes in, guess what? The enemy got to flee. The Bible says, let God arise, let all the enemy be scattered. Hallelujah. So therefore, what happened in verse number 4 in Genesis 1 and 4? And God saw the light that he commanded. There be light, and there was light. And then God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from darkness. That's what I was talking about. You remember when he said, come out from among you, them. Be you separate, say the Lord. I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Why? Because when God began to bless you, he don't want the curse of the people that's under the curse of the law, sin and death, that spirit, those spirits that's walking around in those hearts and minds of those of the unbelievers to come and rob and plunder you after he bless you. Ain't no sense in him blessing you and then the thief come and steal it. I mean, you got to have the power to hold fast to what he's giving you. And you got to know what the power of that word says so you can speak to the devil when he comes to your door, knock and say, get away. Satan, get behind me in the name of Jesus. God has commanded a blessing here. You got to bypass this place. A better thing, you have the wrong address. You know, you can't read. This is 2115 Lafayette Street. This is a blessed place. This ain't a cursed place. So he can't enter in where the blessing is because Jesus commanded it. And when Jesus commanded it, it can't be reversed. Ain't no man, can't no devil, no witch, nobody reverse what God has blessed. Let's go to Numbers 23:23. Let's see what it says. Praise Jesus. I hope you receive it tonight. Praise Jesus. Sometimes it's good to just listen and just observe so you can hear what the Lord say. You know, it's good when we shout and praise and bless God, but sometimes we need a soaking. Amen. We need a reminder. Amen. Numbers 23:23. Some Bible says, "But there is no sorcery against Jacob, or no divination against Israel." Listen, when God commands a blessing, there will be no witch to come against you and reverse the blessing with a curse. Ain't no, I don't care what they use, what they say, and what they do. As long as we got our faith in Christ, and the Bible says our life is hidden in Christ. The hope of glory, and the command, our life is hidden in the commanding blessing. And what the commanding blessing is, the devil can't touch it because the Bible says we abide in the word, and the word abide in us, we will bear much fruit. And the devil will not be able to touch that fruit because it's born out of righteousness. We were bought for by the word of truth. And so we were bought for by the word of truth, the enemy will not be able to touch the word of truth that's on our life and in our life.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
So to God be the glory tonight. So we have to, like I said, we have to start commanding the thing. Use God's word and command to speak the thing like God do. Amen? And then it says right here, it says you have to command your strength. You know, God has commanded your strength. That's Psalm 6:8. I didn't say that God did. He said he's the one commanding your strength. You don't have no strength today, you can receive your strength now. Just say, Father, I thank you because your word said, according to Psalm 6:8:28, Lord, Father God, that you have commanded my strength today. You have commanded my strength, life on my flesh and strength on my bones. Thank you. Some of you say my bones hurt. Well, command strength to come on your bones now. You got to open up your mouth. You got to confess the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't do that for you. I can agree with you, and I can pray with you, but you have to believe by faith to receive it. I can't receive it for you. You have to receive that yourself. Amen, because that's your part you got to do, because your faith is on trial. Your faith has God to see, do you really believe or trust him that he's able to heal you? And then he's already done that, because the Bible says he's already blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly place in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians 1:3. So since he already done it, we already here. We already have what he said. All we doing is accessing. We're just making a withdrawal of what he said with our faith. And whatever that's lacking in our life, we don't have to lack no more. Amen? Because he commanded these blessings for our life. Jesus is the commander chief. He's the blesser. Amen? It says, today, I had got a call while I was meditating on the word just to share with you what I know that I'm on target, I'm on key, I'm on timing because I was meditating on the word and I got a phone call today from the apartment complex with my son's trying to get an apartment. And they called me and told me to tell my son that he won't have to pay $348. They dropped it down to $99. And it wasn't even half. They dropped it down to $99. I ain't good at math, but that's all right. I know the math. Amen. To God be the glory. Then they said, yeah, I know that was a blessing. Amen. That was a commanded blessing. Amen. And so what happened was they said, well, no, he don't have to do nothing but get his life turned with 350. And it's getting better and better because guess what? When God commanded things, it's got to come to completion. 7 is the number completion. My baby's 7 years old. She came today to the table to me and she said, Mama, she said, when we went to the library, I got a book about the princess. And she said, in the princess book, Mama, she said, they got scriptures in it. I said, let me see that. So when she gave it to me, she said, I want to see. She said, look, Mama. She said, look at that scripture there. So I looked at the scripture, and it says on the page, number 29:1. It is a day for you to sound the trumpet. Not telling you today. It is the day to sound the trumpet. Call forth your blessing. Call forth your healing. Call forth your marriage to be healed, to be made whole. If you wanted to be healed, to be made whole in Jesus' name. Call forth your children from off the street. Call, because I'm calling forth my day every day in Jesus' mighty name. Call forth those that you want to see saved, your loved ones that's lost and don't know Christ in their life. Call them forth. Call them forth with the word. Use God's word. Use the substance that he used. Now faith is something that hope for the evidence of these not saying. He said the world will frame by his word. Use the word of God to frame your people, the people's life that's around you, that's in your life. Yes. Amen, in Jesus' mighty name. We got to use the stuff that he used. Use the stuff that Jesus used. Amen. He said greater work we shall do, greater work. And these are the works of God. That we command a thing, that we decree and declare his word over people's life. You know what? To God be the glory. I thank God. I thank God. And as I was on my way to the library praying to Jesus, they had a service at another place where they had people just killed the bills and all this kind of stuff. And the Lord said, go get in the line. That's yours too. Go receive the blessing. And then somebody said, welcome back Monday, Tuesday. We're going to pay your attention for a whole year. Ain't God good? He's good all by himself. And I'm just here to decree and declare. When you get in that streamline of the blessing, where the blessing is flowing, and when you get in the current of the water where the rivers are living white, the Holy Spirit is moving, guess what? You just stay there. You stand there. You be steadfast, unmovable, following the work of the Lord, and to begin to decree and declare God's word, and watch him move. God said, watch me move on your behalf. If you trust me, if you believe what I say, I will do what you believe in your heart, and he will give you the victory on every time, on every hand in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. You know, selfness is no perfection. I was talking about that earlier. We're in the year, I believe, with Joseph, he was a prophet. And you know, the Bible says in the time, and when we're going through our trials and our tests, we need to seek out the true men and women of God that can speak a word in our life. They can call life to be. Amen. We need them in our life. We need mentors like Dr. Hunter. We need people that's going to encourage us in the word of God. We need men like Brother Allen that's going to speak life to us and our hearing to fill our life with good things of the Lord. Amen? We need people like that. Amen? So to God be the glory. We need to hold them up and continue to refresh them and to pray for them, to encourage the grace that's on their life. We need to hold up people that's dealing like that because we need a word right now, and we need a word from on high. We don't need no garbage. We don't need no fooling. We need a right now word for a right now situation. Amen? And Jesus is our right now situation. He comes in to move out and destroy the yokes of the enemy that's trying to come against his people. And I'm here to declare his word over your life tonight, to be blessed, to be highly favored, to be thought of. And I pray that God will surround you with God-fearing people that can speak life into your belly, that can speak life into your situation, cause life to be, and that it will manifest on your behalf for your good, in Jesus' name. Jesus come to do good to us. He didn't come to harm us. He said, I know the plans and thoughts I have toward you, they are good, and not of evil, to give you a good future and a hope in Christ Jesus' mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory tonight, I say. To God be the glory, in Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to tell two more things, and then I'm going to let you go. But tonight, I'll just pray, but I won't be coming back to minister because Brother Allen here, and he do have a word in his spirit. And I see it, and I know it, and I recognize, and I give all the praise. I thank God for the help tonight. I thank God for the Holy Ghost help tonight because without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. Amen? Amen. Father, I pray in Jesus' mighty name, Holy Spirit, help us to become passionate about God's word and ministry that he has given us to do in the earth in Jesus' name because being passionate for you, oh Lord, it creates favor in our life. Wherever we go, say and do. We thank you for the favor that you're creating in our life, Father God. And we thank you that it draws people that need to be in our life and move people out of our life that don't need to be in our life, even situations and circumstances, well, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, let your favor flow towards me and your people tonight, who is passionate and confident toward you, your commanded word, your commanded blessing, Father, that you are commanding upon our life tonight. May it manifest, demonstrate it in our life, so we'll know that it is you, Father, that it is you that has commanded this word. It is you that has commanded your word to be upon our life. Lord, you say, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is written upon us. Lord, you say when the glory comes, it's going to shine our light. It's going to shine your knowledge that it is true. And Lord, you say when the word goes out, it shall not go out void, but it shall accomplish all that it set out to do. So we thank you tonight that the word is set out to do a good thing, Lord God. It has commanded your blessing on our life, and we praise you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Passion is the seed that commands to your environment. Write that down. Passion is the seed commanded to your environment. Success requires energy. That's why you got to get to rest. You got to You got to get your message about it, because this energy, you got to travel this journey. When you go on in the journey, you got to have some energy for the journey. You can't be tired and weary when you can't carry this anointing. When you carry God's word in your vessel, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you got to get the rest so you can be energized. Amen?
It says to move toward your goal, regardless of your circumstances. You are fending off your obstacles. Now you have to be willing to study. Now this is our point. Now you will have to be willing to study, willing to pursue, willing to endure persecution of others. Because persecution is going to come after you got this word. When God begins to demonstrate his blessings upon you, because he's releasing, when we release the commanded blessing of your word upon our life tonight, our family, our home, our house, our land, we release this upon our finances, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know, Lord God, Father, you said when you begin to bless us, persecution is going to come. But Lord, help us to endure. Help us to stand strong in God's mighty power. Help us to be strong in the Lord and the power of your might. Father, help us to do like Paul says, that do as a good soldier. As a good soldier, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank and we give you praise. May it manifest for us more and more and more in Jesus' name. Now, when you have to be willing to study, willing to pursue, willing to do persecution of others, go after, pursue the command and blessings that God has commanded for your life. Go after it. Pursue it with all within you. Go after it. Don't let nobody deter you. Tell you that it don't take all that. Yeah, it do. It take what God said it take. It take his word, and you need the word. So you got to go after the word. The Bible says seek after me. Seek after his word. Amen? Okay, and say you will have to guard your passion in your heart, your spirit, for your passion is your great weapon against your enemy. Your passion is your great weapon against your enemy. Passion is irresistible. Become so passionate about your dream, about the desire, the thing you want to happen in your life. Become obsessed with it. You will create an atmosphere. See, this is what we're doing tonight. We're creating an atmosphere and a climate around you that others cannot resist. Because once they see that, once they taste that, they're going for more. You got to tell them where you got it from so they can have some portion in their vessel too. Amen? To God be the glory tonight. We praise God. We thank God for his word. His commanded blessing word that he has commanded us to be blessed in every our life. In Jesus' name, and we know that God has already done it because when he speak a word, and when he release a word, when he declare a word of his people, it has to manifest. It can't do nothing but manifest what he spoke. And that's why he said life and death is in the power of the tongue. We have spoken God's life of his spirit to you tonight, and I pray that you receive it by faith in Jesus' name so you can have the same resort as his people have. Those that have not been born again, those that have not received Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you don't have to stay out in the cold. You can come in tonight. Those that are here on radio land tonight that can hear the word of God going forth, you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And all he said you have to do is confess your sin. 1 John 1 9, he said, if you confess your sin, God is faithful just to forgive you and cleanse you from all sin and unrighteousness. Don't say, well, I killed somebody, I murdered somebody, or I raped a child, or whatever the case may be. Don't stay there. Don't let the devil tell you God don't love you. Yes, he do. He loves you. He just don't love the sin. And we got to tell the people that God loves them, that God loves you. You were created from the good stuff. You were created from him. You were created from his word, and his word is good. Ain't nothing bad, no wrong in his word, nothing wrong in Jesus. We were created from Elohim. Elohim created us from the Lord himself. So therefore tonight, receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. If you say, well, how do I enter in? How do I receive the Lord? The Bible says Romans 10, and 9, he said, if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. As I said that, quote that right, I'm kind of full now, but I'll tell you one thing. All you got to do, go to Romans 10, just read with me. And then you know what? God is not deep. He don't require for us to be deep. You know, it's time out for all that. It's time out for all that. You got to do that. Just come on. Let's go to the scripture. Just read what the scripture says. Because, see, I don't let people intimidate me. Somebody, well, you know what? You go to the scripture. You look at it. I've got to go to the word. I got to go to the well of life. Because the well of life going to speak to me. Amen. You watch over to perform this word. Amen. Romans 10. Let's go. He watching over you. He watching over you. This is your protection as well as mine. Amen. Romans 10. Let's go there. Well, you ought to know that. Well, praise God. Praise God. To God be glory. I know where to find. I know where to lay that. He said, I can't nobody take my life. I can lay down my life and raise it up. I know where to go and raise them up. Amen. To God be the glory. Romans 10, we just talked about that. Romans 10
and not that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, if you believe that by faith, what you heard tonight,
amen,
that that's the word of God, that it is true, then the Lord said you will be saved. For with the heart, one believer to righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to believe with your heart what God's word is true. When it speaks to you, you got to believe it by faith. You got to receive it in your heart. That's why you got to receive from your heart. And with the mouth, confession, it made it separate. So that's why it's important for you to speak God's word over your situation, so you can have what God's word say concerning your situation. You can have salvation. You can have healing, deliverance. You can have what those things that he has given us so dearly by his precious blood. You can have these things. He came to give us these things. So receive the end of your faith tonight. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your life tonight. And it says, but the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. So now, let's quiet the enemy. Because the Lord says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scripture says, and you confess it with your mouth, as the scripture says, you will not be made ashamed.
Amen.
So tonight, you are not made ashamed of the gospel, the glorious good news of Jesus Christ, because you received it by faith. And I pray that you be blessed, be encouraged, be empowered, and may the Lord continue to reveal himself to you more and more, open up your eyes and the understanding of your heart, that you may know what the hope of his calling is for those who are in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless you tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Man, we have been filled with that word tonight. I thank God. This is truly, truly a blessing. Glory in the highest.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Great is he that is in us than he is in the world. God is so great in us, sometimes we don't even realize it, how great he is. And he's so great until people begin to use the greatness for wicked, for evil. But I come tonight to tell you, man, God is so good. You know, people wonder why they are in lack. We see the rich man perishing. Some people quit three jobs and never get ahead. Never get ahead. Because we got to put God first. We got to put him first. And if he's not first in our life, you're wasting time. You're wasting time. You're wasting time. But I thank God for this word tonight because God is so good to us. We're walking in what God has already created. Yeah. We're walking in what he has already created. All we got to do is walk in because everything is already laid out. It's already laid out, and all we got to do is walk in it. Just walk in it tonight. So I hope everyone that's out there is being blessed tonight, because I certainly am. I don't know. I don't want to leave the table, because it's just so good to know and to be refreshed, to have faith in God. Have faith in God. Wow. Man, I tell you, this is truly a blessing, truly a blessing. Tonight we are going to, man, I tell you, wow. I mean, yes. I mean, this is awesome. This is truly awesome. I tell you, I know that people are being blessed because we are being blessed right here by God's word. God says, speak his words. He wiped over them to perform them. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We can speak those things. We can be healed, delivered, and set free. People, and I heard the sister say people be going to the doctor and so forth and so on. And I can say this. Faith, man, just about walking by faith. My sister came to me one time, and she said that the doctor told her she had a brain tumor. God said, well, tell her she accepted it's hers. So I told her, I said, well, God said, if you accept it, it's yours. She said, well, why would my sister tell me a thing like that? She must don't love me. And on her way going to see the doctor, she got mad. And she said, well, no, I don't accept that. She said, no, I don't accept it. She was mad. So when she got to the doctor and they began to x-ray her again, they said, well, we can't find anything. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's in the power of the tongue. So if we receive those things, then that's what we have. We don't have to receive what the enemy is saying. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. So we have to let God rule and reign in our lives. Just let him bless us. But I'm going to I'm gonna stop right there because I get to talk and I can talk all night. I just love the word. And I'm going to turn you over to Evangelist Allen. He has a great word for us tonight. Man, we are truly being blessed tonight. I just pray that everybody listening, have your ears open, your heart receptive to receive a word tonight, because I certainly am. I am truly receiving this word. But I'm going to turn you over to Evangelist Allen, and he's going to bless our soul even more. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless everyone that's from the sound of my voice out there in the airways of the whole world. Once again, this is the day that God has made, and the Spirit of the Lord is in this place.
Amen. Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord has us all stirred up. We are getting fed through this word. And just like last week, we were at a high, and it seems like we're at another high, another level that that God is feeding us to this here. A dramatic blessing, as Sister Bridges was so much, let God use us so much with this word. You know, it's just a dramatic blessing that came before you through your faith. It's for you because Jesus has done it all for you. I want you to soak it in what she was saying. That's why I'm taking my time so that you can really soak it in out there and understand that we didn't go into your house and write this word in there. Every word that she gave you was out of the word of God, and it was so plainly delivered to you so that you can feed on this word and understand that through your own faith, you can call those things that be now as though they were. You can't do that. You have the authority in the name of Jesus. This is no gimmick. God is not in a role model of showing a gimmick. The Bible says that he looks over his word to perform it. He watches over it to perform it. So God is serious about his word. Amen. Bless God. Amen. We thank God. And I want to talk to you today as the Lord gives me utterance in the book of John, the 14th chapter. I'm going to be dealing with the 14th chapter. I'm going to be dealing with verse number 13 and 14, but I'm going to start at verse number 12. And Jesus is doing the talking here. John, the 14th chapter, I'm going to be dealing with the 14th verse, but I'm going to start at the 12th verse. Amen. As the Lord give me utterance to expound the word to you today so that you can see what we see in this word as God has given it to us. It says, John, the 14th chapter, starting at the 12th verse, the word of God says, verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus is saying that, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The 13th verse says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The 14th verse says, and if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, radio land out there, everyone that's hearing the word of God, Jesus is saying today, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Your faith activates what you want done in your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
All you have to do is ask. A lot of you seem to think that this verse right here is so simple that you can't seem to believe that it would manifest in your life. But guess what? It's just like your salvation out of the abundance of your heart. If you start speaking those things out of your heart, if you start asking those things out of your heart, Jesus is saying, I see your heart. I will do it. I will do it. The abundance of the blessings is in your heart, but you have to speak them out.
Amen.
If you don't ever activate your faith out of your heart, the abundance of your blessings, you're going to miss out on all of your blessings. You're missing out right now. You can ask for something right now without your heart through your faith, and it's going to be done.
Amen.
That's what the word is saying. This is what it's saying. It's saying, the 4:13 verse says, and whatsoever ye shall ask, whatsoever. It doesn't matter what you think it is, how high it is, how low it is, how expensive it is, how much it's going to cost, how much you're going to go through to get this word. It says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. A lot of you are asking it with your mouth, but not with your heart.
That's right.
A lot of you are seeing things in your mind, but you're not asking from your heart.
That's right.
Because the Bible, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. It's what's in your heart comes out. You have to understand what this is saying. And it's being said exactly what it's saying. Jesus is not out there hollering to the people when he's talking this here. He's saying, whatsoever you shall ask in my name. In whose name? In his name. Whatsoever you shall ask in his name. We're talking about the abundance of your blessings tonight, and we want you to understand that your blessings out of your heart produces your manifestation.
Amen.
It has a manifestation. If you have, for instance, if you have a situation where you're always talking negative, where your surroundings is built from your manifestation out of your heart, negative.
Yes.
If you have in your surroundings a manifestation of always speaking poverty, low life,
yeah,
lowness of stature, depression,
mm-hmm,
rejection, rebellion, all of those things are going to be manifest out of your heart in your life. Because the Bible, it says, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth is going to speak. Whatever you put in your heart, that's what's going to come out. And Jesus is saying, and whatsoever you shall ask, that means that something has to come out of your mouth for you to ask something.
Right.
You cannot just think something and say that, well, I'm asking for this here.
Right.
I'm asking for that there. It's not going to work. Even with the Spirit of the Lord is showing me, even with in 1 Samuel, how Hannah was praying before Eli.
Yes.
Her mouth was moving, but Eli never heard the word that was coming out of her heart. But God heard every word. She was speaking out of her heart, the bitterness of her heart. And so it was speaking, and guess what? It manifests in her life. She got her son, didn't she? And not only that, she had more than that. The Lord kept blessing her because Samuel had brothers and sisters. This is what you have done. We are speaking abundant blessings in your life today so that you can grasp this word and you can stand on the word of God. And you can say, Lord, you told me if I speak it out of my heart, whatsoever I ask in his name, that will you do. So you don't have to live in a lower state anymore.
Amen. Amen.
You don't have to believe the devil telling you that you're always going to be poor. You're always going to be alone. You don't have to believe that anymore. You don't have to believe that illness that you have to take these pills for, you don't have to believe that anymore, that you have to take those pills for the rest of your life, because the Bible is saying today, it says, and what, but look at it, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do it. If you're tired of being sick and tired of having to take a medicine, the this in this world, when God has said on the cross, it is finished. He said on the cross, by his stripes, you are healed. These are manifold blessings that's bestowed upon you through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's nothing that Jesus did not do for you to overcome all the works of the enemy for you not to be healed.
That's
right. Don't let the devil fool you. A lot of you seem to think that just because you have a headache, you can take an Advil. And Jesus is saying the same thing. He's saying, and whatsoever you shall add in my name, headache be gone in the name of Jesus. So you're speaking the thing out, not only through your mouth, but you're speaking it out more importantly through your heart. Out of abundance of the heart, do the mouth speak. I don't care how worldly intellectual you think you are or how smart you may think you are. You're not smarter than the word and wisdom of God.
Amen.
You cannot outthink Jesus. Because before you were formed in your mother's womb, before the foundation of the earth was, he told Jeremiah, I knew you.
Amen.
And I ordained you. You have been ordained to hear this word tonight so that you can see what we see through the word, that the word is true. It's saying that out of abundance of your blessings, you can have those tonight.
Amen.
You don't have to wait until tomorrow. You don't have to wait. Because,
amen,
look at it, it says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. Jesus is saying, what will I do that the Father be glorified in the Son?
Amen.
The reason why we're here today is to glorify the Son.
Amen.
This is not about Kevin. This is not about Bridget. This is not about Sister Dolores. This is not about Sonia. This is not about them. This is not about my brother Don, his wife Jackie. This is not about that. This is not about Reverend Wolf. This is all about Jesus being glorified in our life. Hallelujah. See, when you look at the 14th verse, you see the simplicity of a word coming to you. It says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you shall ask anything, when you want to be saved, it's coming out of your heart. When you want to be healed, it's coming out of your heart. When you want to be delivered from the works in the hands of the enemy, when you want to be delivered from that yoke of bondage, you know, sometimes your job can be a yoke of bondage.
Amen.
Sometimes the people that you hang around can be a yoke of bondage. They will hold you back. But when you want to be delivered from that, all the works of the enemy. John 14 is saying, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
God is waiting on you to ask.
Yes.
Out of your heart.
I know.
The abundance of your blessings are right there for you to ask out of your heart. Don't let the devil fool you saying that it's not going to manifest.
Amen.
If you start just believing that little word, that it's not going to manifest, you've already lost your blessing. If you start believing it, I mean, the Bible says that Jesus says that the devil is the author of the lie. He was a liar from the beginning. So why should I believe anything of the devil? When you see what the word is saying for you today, we are talking about abundant blessings today in your life. And it comes out of your heart. The more important thing that you need right now is a salvation of knowing the Lord, and then you have everything that you need in Christ.
Amen.
It says in the Word, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. In all things, what part of the all do you not understand? Is it the L or the two L's? What about the A or the two L's? Which one do you not understand? Because all means all. And Jesus is saying right here, it's saying the same thing would mean all is whatsoever. You cannot think outside of whatsoever. It doesn't fit. It fits all inside whatsoever ye shall ask in my name. The table, the car being fixed. You can go out there, if the car is broken, you can go out there and command that car to be running right.
Amen.
It may be broken, but it still runs.
Amen.
It may be out of gas, and it'll still run. And I know the devil's a lie.
Amen.
Because a preacher told a story that he ran out of gas a whole week. He ran the same car for a whole week, and he ran out of gas. Until he finally remembered.
Amen.
And he was running out of gas. And then after he ran out of gas, he cruised right into the station. I'm telling you, God is that kind of God. That means whatsoever. That means that I'm not waiting around to see if it's manifesting. I'm speaking a manifestation.
Amen.
I spoke it. I believe it. I spoke it. And it's going to be, it's done. It's done. It's done. Just like your salvation. When you want to be delivered from that drug habit, when you want to be delivered from that stronghold, all you have to do out of the abundance of your heart, speak it, believe it, and manifest on it. It's coming.
Amen.
It's coming. You ain't got to be looking for it. The Bible tells in Mark, it says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, why, if I'm going to believe in, if they're following me, why am I going to look back and see if they're coming? It doesn't make no sense for you to look back and see, well, I guess they're coming. I'm looking back. You don't have to look back and see if they're coming, because out of the abundance of your heart, it's already manifested.
Amen.
That's right.
You have to go on and say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The abundance of blessings are in this room tonight.
Amen.
The abundance of blessings are in your area tonight. Where you are right now, they're right there. They're right there. Everything that you have is written right here in this word. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, if your Bible is reading what I'm reading, I didn't jump into your house last night and write that in your Bible.
Amen.
I have some bad handwriting, but my left hand writes better than my right.
Mm-hmm.
But I bless the Lord for the word.
Amen.
I didn't write it in here. This here was here before the foundation of the word. The word was here. It manifest. Everything that you're existing around was manifest by the word of God. And he's given us that same authority, and it comes right here in the 12th verse. It says, greater works than these. It says, in greater works than there shall be ye do, because I go unto my Father.
Amen. That's it.
Greater works. God is waiting on you to manifest those works in your life.
Amen.
Don't let the devil fool you.
Amen.
He's saying, nobody of your family may have never went to this level, but God is saying, but you will.
Amen.
Because I have greater works for you to do. Because I'm going to my Father, but I'm leaving you greater works to do. Because I'm going to my Father that I may be glorified in you. The 13th verse is, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Look at that verse. Meditate on it. Whatsoever you shall ask. Whatever you ask. Whatever you ask. Ask it from your heart. Ask it from your heart. If you're tired of your back hurting, if you're tired of your feet hurting, if you're tired of your wrists swelling up, if you're tired of your elbows getting arthritic, if you're tired of your knees popping every time you get up, if you're tired of your foot hurting every time you stand up, your baby, your big toe or your little toe, whatever the case may be, if you're tired of getting cramps, and if you're tired of gout, moving all over your body.
Yeah.
Jesus is saying, by my stripes, you were healed.
Amen.
Believe it. If you want a new house, all you do is, Lord, I thank you. You told me to ask whatsoever that I ask. Lord, I'm asking for a new house, and I thank you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That's what I do.
That's all you got to do. Just start attacking yourself for your new house.
Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
You're acting on your manifestation. That's what you're doing. You're acting on it because you spoke it. Now I'm going down next to that store and I'm going to get some boxes and start packing up.
Hallelujah.
If you want a new car and you're making minimum wage, all you got to do is act on it. And I'm going to go down there and I'm going to afford this car with insurance in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Right.
And you go down there, and you're not going to take a devil for a lie. You're going to go down there and say, I'm getting this car right here. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What about your children? How does this can work with your children?
Yes.
Look at the word. It says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Anything.
Yes, Lord.
Thing.
Uh-huh.
The noun. The noun.
Yes, Lord.
People. Places. Things.
Yes.
Anything.
Yes.
Lord, I want my children saved.
Amen.
I thank you for my children being saved. That's how you do it. I thank you in the name of Jesus for my children being saved and set free from all the works of the enemy. I don't want my children, Lord, you see, you don't want to pray a prayer like this here. Whatever you got to do, Lord, to bring them in.
No.
You have your children crippled.
That's right.
You're taking care of your children. You want to ask your Lord, I want my children saved and deliver from all of the works of the enemy. And, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bless God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You want your spirit healed. Lord, I'm laying hands on my sister according to the book of James 5:13.
Amen.
Laying hands on the sick and the what? The sick recovered. The abundance of blessing comes not only in a monetarial way, but they come in a spiritual way, a healing way. It comes in all kinds of yokes being broken off your finances. They come off all kinds of yokes. Your car can have a problem in its engine, and it can last 3 years.
Amen.
4 years. And that thing can just run to and forth to work. Until the Lord bless you with another, or whenever you speak another one out, and then it's on you. It's on you. All of your blessings is in your heart.
Amen.
They kind of manifest through your heart, out of your mouth, and manifest for what you speak.
Amen.
And that manifestation comes in your life. Because it's saying, look at this 13th verse. I'm taking my time in as the Spirit give me utterance so that you can understand exactly what the word is saying today. This is the time that we're talking to you today in the abundance of your blessing.
You
don't have to live outside of Jesus here. You can live inside with the family.
Amen.
See, when you get Jesus Christ, you're not a member. You're in the family.
Amen.
And in the family, that means that you're heirs, and joint heirs with Christ. That means that everything that Jesus has, the Holy Ghost, the Bible says the Holy Ghost is taken from Jesus and he delivered it to us. Because he does not talk among himself. He doesn't speak. He takes what the other Jesus have and he delivers to us, and we give him the glory.
Amen.
This is what it's saying. It's saying for you to have your blessings in the family. you are part of a family. This is what the word says. It says, if you ask anything in my name, well, if you're not a part of a family, how could you ask in Jesus' name? You need to be a part of the family that the Father, that's what he's saying, my Father may be glorified in me. I will do it that my Father may be glorified in me. That means that you're going to go to Daddy. You're going to go, and Daddy and the Son is going to be glorified through his name. Salvation for you not understanding and making up your mind that thinking that any other way that you can possibly think about to get to the Father, you may think about it's another way to get to Jesus, but that's to heaven through without going through Jesus, but there's not another way.
Amen.
Jesus has said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. He's the door. Cometh in and go out, and they find good pasture.
Amen.
Whatever that you're doing, your blessings is wrapped up with inside of Jesus.
Amen.
You can try the world way of artificial blessings, but you can't take it with you. Everything that you're doing, you're gearing up your treasures in heaven. You're working for your kingdom's sake in heaven, where Christ sits on the right hand of the Father. Set your affections on things above, not on the earth. You need to be saved. Sister Bridget was so anointing, and she was telling you about the road of salvation. It's through Romans. The book of Joel says, if you just call, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. That's faith. The book of James talks about, in the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. If they have committed any sin, they shall be forgiven.
Amen.
That means that you're saved.
Amen.
Your prayer of faith, you're saved. You need to be saved today. If you're struggling with a drinking habit, if you smoke one cigarette a day, you're still struggling with a habit because you have to have it every day. If you're struggling with a drinking habit that you have to have wine every day, two beers every day after you get off work, well, you still have a habit. You have a yoke around your neck. You may be a functioning working habit, but you still have a habit. You don't have to have that habit. You need to be sober, vigilant, because the devil is lying to you, telling you, oh, it's not going to hurt you anything. Well, somewhere in your body, it's hurting you because you're not clean. You're not sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is for you today. You out there, the Lord is tugging on your heart. You out there that wants to go to another level. You out there that wants more of the Lord. Salvation is already yours, but God is wanting to take you deeper. He wants to take you further out. He wants to show you things. He wants to manifest himself in you even more so that he may get the glory. God is saying like this. He's saying, the battle is not yours, but it's mine.
Amen.
So I'm going to win the battle, but you're going to give me the glory.
Amen.
That's it.
Right.
This battle here was way before the earth was formed, because the word in Revelation says, and there was war in heaven. So before this earth was formed again, it was war going on up there. And God won the battle.
Amen.
And we give him the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Come and be a part of this family and become children of the Most High God.
Amen.
It's your decision, as the Word of God is saying, choose you this day who you're going to serve. Because tomorrow is not promised. 12 o'clock may not ever get here for some of you. You're listening to this Word tonight, and we're acknowledging you, begging you today, come to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. You may be on your way to the club, and you may never, ever get out. You may say, I'm going to wait till Sunday. Who's to say that Sunday will ever come to you, or tomorrow morning being Saturday? Who's to say that? And here you are listening to the devil, and he's telling you this here. You have time. Give your life to Jesus today while you hear this message right now. Jesus is saying, you can have whatsoever you ask in my name. Don't you want to ask for something you don't have to work for, and just by giving your life to Christ and being a servant of Jesus Christ, that you can ask whatsoever that you desire out of your heart, and you can ask that, and it says, I do it. Bless the Lord God Almighty. He says, I will do it. It says, whatsoever, 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 I will do it. And you can take a blank check to the bank, a blank piece of paper, and it'll cash it.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, I do it. Jesus has manifested 10 things. He manifests those two fish and five loaves of bread.
Amen.
He said 5,000. And you tell me that blank piece of paper can't manifest to a dollar?
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
That's in the word here. Two fish, five loaves of bread. Now, that's a miracle manifestation. It's the same thing, same God that we serve right now that did that back then. And he said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
That's the same word. And you can be a part of this family having the same thing in Jesus' name by saying greater words.
Amen.
He says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that strength in me means that you have the authority in his name to ask and command whatsoever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come and be a part of this here family, the raw family of the Most High God that's in heaven.
Amen.
All you have to do, like Sister Bridget was saying, is if you can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible has said you are saved.
Mm-hmm.
A similar prayer would be, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
I'm a sinner.
Yes, Lord.
And your word says, if I confess you as Lord and Savior of my life, I'm saved.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I confess you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And I thank you for saving me.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God,
thank
for
you,
Jesus.
Father, Jesus.
Welcome to the family. That your spiritual growth will need to be helped.
Amen.
Get around someone that's showing the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit. You need to see long-suffering, patience, joy, peace in their life. You can see it. It's manifestation. You need to see those things. These are things that you look for in people. You don't see cursing words coming out of them.
Amen.
Because a tree is known by the fruit that it bears.
Amen.
When you see these characteristics, that spirit inside you that comes from the Father that saved you will connect with that spirit, and you'll see the manifestation. Connect yourself.
Amen. That's right.
You have this number. They on the radio this through the week. You can call in for prayer. You can get someone to pray with you. You can ask for a connection, you know, a Christian support.
Amen.
You can ask for, this is what's more important, a Christian support and accountability.
Amen.
Accountability in your life to support you, not hand in hand, but locking arms in arms, so that when you begin to fall, that arm is locked in your arm.
Right.
And you won't fall because the accountability is there.
Right.
Through the week, they're on the radio station. Dr. Harmon is on the radio station. Sister Bridges, Sister Dolores are on the radio station. Sister Sonia is on the radio station. You can have accountability through these women of God by calling. Call someone. If you don't understand the word, come in and get into the chat room. Ask them about it. Dr. Hunter has an email. We all have emails. You can email us, and we can get back with you. Telephone numbers.
Amen.
Because our numbers is for the God giving the glory.
Amen. That's right.
can call me. My number is 409-998-3801. Accountability through the word. The philosophy of the world does not exist. It's no good for you. The word will feed your inner man. You need a spiritual eye through the word to stand on the word. And God has given you that. Bless God. 409-998-3801. Call that the Lord bless you, because going back is not an option.
Amen.
It's not an option for us over here. It never was. So all we're going is Jesus. Amen. We're going all the way with the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you in Jesus Christ's name. Back into the hands of Sister Dolores.
Amen.
Let's
praise
go.
Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank God for this message tonight. We have truly been fed. God knows how to feed his people. And we thank God for those who are committed to do God's will, to bring the word to us from on high, that God has truly blessed us. God's word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We just give God the glory for that. The Lord won't leave us comfortless. He said he won't leave us comfortless. So we bless God for it. We thank God for it. We have truly been blessed tonight. What I want to do is take out a little time to ask if anyone has a prayer request, or if anyone out there just wants to have a word to say or something. If you have a prayer request, please do let us know. We are here for you. We want to extend our love out to you and let you know that we're here for you, because everybody goes through something, and we need to connect ourselves with those of faith and enjoy the family of God. God is a good God. Taste and see that he's good. How I got myself where I am today is because when I was a young girl, I searched the Lord. I kept seeking for him and trying to find him. I read the Bible, and even at a young age, 10 to 6 and 10 years old, I didn't understand. But I kept seeking him and kept seeking him, and God began to connect me with people, and they dropped little nuggets here and there, and I kept searching and searching, and here I am. And God just continued to bless me and connect me with people. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, connect me with your people that are going your way, those who have a heart after God. I said, I don't know where they are, but you do. So that's what he's doing in this day and time, and we thank God for it. We just bless God. And we want to continue to give him all the glory and all the praise, and allow the Lord to just to bless you and show you what it is that he has for you in your life. He said he has a plan for our life, and that plan I want in my life. So I know that you all want it too. So, but as we go forth tonight, we're just asking if anybody have a prayer request. If you do, just let us know. You can call a radio station. You have the number, and just let us know. At this time, we're going to ask Sister Brittany to give us a word, to give us another word. She has been so diligent and bringing the word. She and Brother Allen, we've just been so blessed by them tonight, and we thank God for it. And like I said, the radio is on. Every day, I mean, just you can call and someone will pray with you if you need prayer or what have you. If you're going through, you know, you want to connect yourself with some godly people, because that comes a time that you're going to need somebody to pray with you.
Amen.
You're going to, believe me, I'm telling you, I didn't realize at the time why God had me. My family would come to me with so many things, and I was like, Lord, I don't know why they all come to me. I don't know anything, but great is he that is there. I didn't realize how great he was in me. I didn't realize how great he was in me until he spoke to me one day, and he said, great is he that is in you than he that's in the world. I was like, okay, thank you, Lord, you know, thank you, because he was allowing me to know what he was getting ready to do in my life.
Thank you, Father.
Because my heart was willing.
Yes, Lord.
I am willing to do whatever he says. So God began to speak to me about things and to take messages to different people, and some received and some didn't. Some still here and some not. Some still here with problems. So, you know, so it's just a blessing to be chosen by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to do
Amen.
His will. It's truly a blessing, and I thank God for it. I tell you, ever coming to the knowledge of, you'll be like we are. You'll be seeking on a daily basis, and you'll be running with the word, wanting more and more. So we just give God the glory for that tonight. But I'm going to turn it back over to Sister Bridget. She's going to bless our soul again tonight, and we just thank God for her and Brother Allen being here with us and sharing the bread with us tonight again. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know, this word is so rich and so fulfillment and so delicious to my taste. Now, I said I wasn't going to say it the other day, but it's, you know what, would it get like this here, when you hear that room, you can't help but, woo, thank you, Jesus. Woo, Lord. Woo, praise the name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said I was going to say that, but like find something about my boat. I can't help myself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Woo. And Father, the man of God, as Brother Kevin Ellis ministered the word, woo, glory. I tell you, God is good. God is good. God is good. You know, he had me to speak what he had, the foundation he laid, and then Brother Ellis came and built on it. And I tell you, it just overwhelmed my soul. I'm so blessed. And how to say, I don't know what to do myself. I just give God all the praise and all the glory for what he's doing. I tell you, we're in a good place. And we're in a place that we desire to be in. And a long time we've been acquiring of the Lord. We've been asking the Lord. And he's got us getting us to this place. And I tell you, I don't want to move. I don't want to miss it. It's like I'm in a trance. It's like I'm in a place of the flow of the Spirit of the Lord is moving, and I just want to stand right there. Because I don't want to miss nothing that he's doing, nothing he's saying, nothing that he's demonstrating in our lives. And so I just thank God tonight. Brother Allen was saying he was hitting on his back. He was hitting. I mean, he was driving it all the way home. He said, "Act on what you believe. Act on the word. Act on the word." And he said, "Lord, you know." He said, "Now, if you believe that God said he would do, he said, ask whatever. That whatever is in his life. Whatever it is, there's no bound there. There's no limit what God can do in your life. Amen." And he said, "Ask now." You know, the Lord told me. He said, "Now, he said, when you do my will, then I will give you the desires of your heart." He said, "Now, Bridget, you done my will. You spoke my word to my people." And I heard Brother Adam, when he began to open up his mouth, I heard the Lord said to me, "Now ask me for what you will. Command me as a blessing."
Yeah.
And I asked the Lord, "Bless my church." Hallelujah. Bless my church. Pray to me, Lord, use it for your glory. Oh, in the name of Jesus. You see, that's what, see, you got to be at your ears open. You got to have a listening heart. You better hear. And when the Lord began to open up, and Revelation, you got to be able to know when he said, "Come on in." And you got to know what to ask for. Because, see, you got to know what the word says, so you can ask for what his word is saying to you. And Brother Allen was saying, he said, John 14 and 13, I got real excited because I'm just bear with me for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. John 14 and 13. "And whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." That's what he's getting ready. He's going to be glorified in the Son again on our behalf. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And he said, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." And Lord knows I ask him in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is the commander of chief. He's the one that do the blessing. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is the one that carries out the time and other blessings. And I give God the praise what he's doing in my life and through my life. And I give him praise and glory what he's doing through the means and women of God that's on this airway, that's hearing his word tonight, and those that are speaking on the airway tonight. Brother Allen and Sister McCullough and Dr. Hunt, I just thank God for what he's doing in their lives in the name of Jesus. So, therefore, the Lord has said, I already gave up. He has always gave us his commanded word. Now what he's telling you now to do is just ask him. Ask him for the commanded blessing. Ask him for what you will. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. As long as it is the will of God, you can have it. He said you can have it. You can have what he has for you. Because it's his will for you to have what he has blessed you with, what he has died to give life to you so you can behold his glory in the earth. So therefore, ask the Father.
Yeah.
I ask him for my son. Lord, bring him in. And I wrote down, because you got to write down the vision. See, that's what I'm saying. We can't get
right.
deep in this thing. We got to write the vision down for what we're asking the Lord for, so we can meditate on it day and night. So therefore, it can be drawn to us. Because what you meditate on is going to come to you. Amen. You got to go running up. It will come to you when you meditate like a magnet. Amen. It will magnify. It will come to you. Amen. You blow it up when you keep your eyes on it. Keep speaking about it. I decree the clan Jesus' mother name. Lord, I said you talk about the ask. According to John 14:13, Father God, you said I can ask whatsoever I will, and you will do it, Lord God. And you said, number 14, if I love you, I keep your commandments, you said I can ask what I will. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, according to your word, so be it unto honor to me. Concerning my sons, Lord God, Calvin, Junior, Wolf, my son, Wolf, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you deliver my children from the devil. Amen.
Amen.
From the spirit of falsehood, lies, deceit, and deception, and the devil, no spirit, rebellion spirit. I command you to go in the name of Jesus, because God has commanded the blessings in this place, and he has given me the power to speak life concerning my family in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare it is done in Jesus' my name. Father, for that I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. I don't know about you, but the commanded blessings in my house, and I'm acknowledge him in all my ways. So he said, if I acknowledge him, he will direct my path. Amen. My path has been directed by the commanded blessing of his word tonight. And I give him praise for it in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants to command us.
Yeah.
Command what? Command. But you got to get his word so you can use the word. The word is going to command it for you. When you've done the will, first you got to seek, first to keep God first and on his right. Do what he asks you to do.
Yeah.
Obey what he asks you to do. And carry on his work, his will for your life. Then when you get through, guess what? He can get it out of your heart.
Yes,
he will.
Oh, I'm taking seats. I believe in my heart. I already received it in Jesus' name. God can show victory. It's in my house in Jesus' name. Amen. I receive in Jesus' name. Amen. God be the glory.
Right, if
anybody having a prayer tonight, feel free. The line is open. We don't want you to miss your blessings. But the Lord is shooting it in this place.
Yeah.
And I thank God for what he's doing in our lives and through our lives. So let's let him have us continue to praise and to bless his name. Continue to open up your mouth and continue to give him the glory that's due to his name. He said, let everybody have praise the Lord. And he said, everybody in the temple, stand up and say, hallelujah, give him praise for what he has done. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So tonight, we just want to start with what he's doing and what he's continuing to do in our lives. Amen. I tell you, the command of blessings is working and still moving. It's in the atmosphere. You got to catch it. Why it's moving, you got to catch it.
Yes.
And you got to believe in it and receive it by faith.
You got to
catch it. That's how you catch it. You catch it with your faith. Hallelujah. Your faith will catch it.
It'll catch it
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
If there's any prayer request, feel free to pray tonight. Call in for your prayer request. Whatever it is, God is able to do. Exceeding them above and above all that you can ask.
Yes.
I think according to the power that's working in you,
yes.
He able to do it. If you ask him, he can do it. He can perform it. If you ask him, he will perform it for you.
Amen.
But you got to believe by faith that it's done according to his word in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
In the prayer.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We just thank God for those words tonight. I mean, God is really feeding his people. God knows how to feed his people. We thank God for what he's doing on the airways tonight. We thank God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is. Anybody have a prayer request? We want to thank God tonight. We want to just bless his name. Bless his name tonight. The Lord said if we abide in him and his word in us, we can ask anything.
That's right.
We can ask anything.
Anything.
Nothing is too hard for the Lord. We just give God the glory because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And if we begin to speak word, God watches over his words to perform them.
Yes, Lord.
So a lot of us are not speaking his word. That's why nothing is being performed. That's why we're in lack. That's why things are going the way they are going, because we're speaking things that are contrary to the word of God. But when we began to speak God's word, God wants to, his word can't return void. It can't return void. So when we speak God's word, God watches over them to perform his word. So that's what we need to be. And be around positive for those that has a positive word, those that has a good word in their mouth. Because when you're around, as Brother Albert said, when you're around people that are cursing and doing all sorts of things, they rub off on you.
That's still your faith.
They steal everything you got. They're going to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he comes for. And he definitely want to destroy your soul. That's the main thing. He want to destroy your soul. He'll keep you in lack in your finances, your children. He'll keep your house up in an uproar. But the thing about it is, we can speak God's word, and we can turn all that around. We can believe by faith. When you believe by faith, and when you come and acknowledge Christ, thank you. When you come to acknowledge him, we can begin to those things be not as though they are.
Yes, Lord.
Speak them.
Speak them.
God's word will not return void.
Yep.
And they will not return void. It's got to come. It's got to come if you believe by faith. It's got to come to you. But we're going to let Brother Allen give us another word. We are so blessed tonight.
Yeah,
I tell you, I'm so blessed. I don't know what to say. You know, you get so blessed. You want to go home and you just want to get in the word and stay up all night. You know, just praising God. Just praising him for what he has done and what he's about to do. You know, and we just want to give him all the glory because he is the one that blesses us each and every day. But whenever we wake up in the morning, wake up at night, I can tell you he's a good God. I tell you, when Brother Allen said and Sister Wolf said, hey, you can command the thing. I'm a witness to that because I tell you what, I was hurting one time so bad I couldn't turn to the left or to the right. I was just hurting so bad. I said, hold up, wait a minute. I can command this thing. I can command you to leave me. And I got up and I command. I said, look, you got to go.
Amen.
And look, it went.
It went.
I don't know which way it went, but it left me. Praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? We can command the thing.
Yeah.
We can command it. You know, if you abide in God's word, you can command the thing. He'll do it. He'll see that it's done for you. But we're going to let Brother Allen give us another word, man. We're so blessed tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just thank God. I want to say this, and I can't say it enough. I thank God for the people he has chosen to bless us, to give us the word, to break bread with us, and stay committed to the word of God. I just give God the glory for that. I thank God for the people that he put in my life to feed me, to bless my soul, you know, to bless me. Thank God for it tonight. But I'm going to turn you out because I get to talking. I'm just so happy. I'm so blessed. I praise God for it tonight.
Amen.
And I'm going to let Brother Allen just again, man, I tell you, come to the table. Come and taste.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You can come and eat and drink. Without money. Isn't this good?
Yeah.
Isn't this good? Yeah. You can come and feast with us at any time.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let Brother Allen continue to bless us and break bread with us tonight. Man, we are truly blessed.
Thank you for your blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you.
We do. Thank God. We over here rejoicing in the abundance of the blessing because the table is full over here. And where you are right there, the table is full, and you can have what you want. Every kind of desire that you have in heaven, you can have it right here on earth. Amen. We just thank God for the Holy Spirit endowing us today, being a part of our worship and our praise and just wording our mouth in the word of God, and we just surrender it all to the Lord today, and we give it all to him. We give him the glory in the name of Jesus. I want to talk to you about this word in the book of Romans, the 5th chapter. I want to talk to you about the free gift. the free gift. And Dolores was so candidly saying that you can come, you can buy without bread or money.
Come on.
The fifth chapter, verse number 17 and 18. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is saying today is saying, for if by one man death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Y'all see that?
Yes.
The gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. The 18th verse says, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Plainly saying that you have no need of the devil stuff.
Amen.
The devil cannot give you life. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know that the first man, Adam, this one man offense. It says by one man offense, death reigned upon all men by one, Adam. Sin was entered into the world. Much more that they was received. See, when you receive Christ, you have the abundance of the grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Plainly saying, you that's out there in radio land, if you don't have Jesus Christ, you cannot receive this big grace and abundance of mercy in your life. You just can't get it.
Right now,
you're existing under this kind of grace period, but you can die in this grace period and be cast into the lake of fire forever by not receiving this free gift of righteousness that Jesus has come and shall reign in one. That's him. Jesus Christ has paid the full price for you to have eternal life in him. He took that away with the old man, and he brought us a free gift. He says, the righteousness, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification. That justification is through your faith of life in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's important that you evaluate your life out there, where you are. I know a lot of y'all out there, you're probably wondering about bills. You're probably wondering about family situation, what people are going to think when you give your life to Christ. You're probably wondering what people are going to think about you at your job now that you don't hang around with them and do the things that you used to do or go to places where you used to go. You're probably wondering about all those things, but when you truly seek Jesus with all of your heart, when you truly get tired of being sick and tired of what you're doing right now, when you truly just surrender all to him, you're not going to worry about what people think about you.
That's
you know
right.
Why? Because you're going to want them to be have a part of this thing too.
Amen.
You're going to be so excited about the free gift. Your heart is going to be so full. You're going to go tell the man on stage, come over to the church. It happened to all of us.
Amen.
We just got so mature and been in servant too that now everything that we do is giving God the glory.
Amen.
But the excitement is still there because of the anointing. It's like rivers of living water coming up out of you. It keeps you excited about the new things of God. It keeps you excited about the deep things of God because it keeps manifesting in your life. God is keep manifesting. Just like going down the road, accident. Just like going down the road, you see all these nails in the street, and the God makes your tires like iron. It doesn't affect you. You're so abundant in the things that God can give you.
without you even knowing it, without you being aware of it. He blesses you because you just don't even know. Because
mm-hmm.
of the Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus. When you give everything, the free gift,
yeah.
there's a free gift. See, it's just free. You ain't got to pay for it. All you have to do is confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You're part of the family, and everything inside the family is free. The Bible says that in heaven there is a table reserved for your seat with your name on it. And all you have to do is receive the free gift of Jesus Christ paying the price for your sin. Oh, no, slow down, and I had to get this. I got into gear. Oh, my God, I thank you. Because of the free gift. See, once you realize that God saved you from your sinful ways, when you realize God broke all those habits of drug addiction, when you realize God broke all those habits of lust addiction, when you realize God broke all those habits of being sick, when you realize God broke those habits, remember when you had all those headaches? When he broke those habits, when you say, I ain't going to have a headache no more. The free gift came, and you started receiving a free gift. The headache went away. The yoke started being destroyed and never to be rebuilt again upon you. Yet they tried to come up, and the Holy Spirit said, I'm lifting up this standard against you. You can't get to him no more because he received a free gift by one man, Jesus Christ. It's for you to understand that Jesus Christ giving us, the whole world, a free gift in the righteousness of his standard towards the Father. He has given that to you so that you can say, I'm free from all of my sin. Death has no reign over me. Hell cannot bound me up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The free gift. Therefore, as by the offense of one man, judgment came upon all to condemnation. The offense of transgression against the law, we all fell upon this to one sin. And when sin came into the world, it brought all men of hell in this world, and it tried to afflict you and bound you in this situation called H-E-L-L. But Jesus came.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. The true righteous life in faith in Jesus Christ. That's that justification. He says that I have walked this life perfectly before the Father. I've done what he asked me to do. He says that the Father is always with me, and he delights in what I do because I always, Jesus said this here, I always please the Father.
Yes. Amen.
It's our job through the justification of our faith that we always please the Lord. It doesn't mean that you're not going to fall sometimes. It means that you get up and say, Father, forgive me, and you keep going.
Amen. Amen.
Don't let the devil say that the Lord is not going to forgive you. He is just and able to forgive you of all unrighteousness when you confess. Thank God for Jesus.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
For by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Death had control of us. It bound us. It gave us a limitation of life.
That's right.
When death came in, why do you think these babies died at 2 days old coming out of the womb?
Mm-hmm.
When death came in, why do you think these babies, they live to be a year and a half? They give them months now. Oh, he's 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
Just say he's a year and a half and stop all that. Oh, he's 24 months. Just say he's 2 years old. It's not all that. Death is reigning. By one man of fifth, death gave us a limitation saying that I'm going to try all I know how to stop your ascension from 75 years old, 40 years old.
Yes.
I'm going to put all manner of things in your way that lure you from walking the path of righteousness and seeking God. Death has his own concern. Death loves favor. Death loves people. He loves to captivate you. And he loves to laugh at you when you're doing unrighteous things because he knows that you're agreeing with death.
Uh-huh.
And he's knowing that one more needle in the arm. He knows that one more smoke one more DWI driving, and I know you like that. You was lucky enough last week to form that accident. But you may not be lucky enough this year, this week. You may not make it that way. Death is constantly on the spread. But when you receive the free gift,
amen,
by the righteousness and the justification of life given among us from Jesus Christ, even death has to say, I have no authority over you. You live according to, it's an appointed time for man wants to die. You live in the appointed time that the Lord has expended your life in that appointed time. But you are saved. So when death comes knocking at your door and saying, Kevin, you need to come on and go with me, you can say, I'll go with you, but you can't hold me. You have no authority with me. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. The free gift gives you this righteousness through Jesus Christ, that let death have no sting over you.
Amen.
The grave have no victory over you. It cannot hold you down.
Amen.
Before the offense, this one man offense, the death in hell and the grave, they had you bound. They had you in an afflicted state of captivity. That's why Jesus went down and set the captives free. He set them free. He set the captivity free. Hallelujah. Come on. The free gift. Jesus is, it's my point. Jesus gave you the free gift. The free gift of eternal life. The free gift, not only eternal life in heaven after you die, but you can have eternal life right here, living right now. You can have all the blessings of the Lord right here on this earth right now.
Amen.
All you have to do is receive the free gift in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The abundance of the blessings are yours tonight by receiving this free gift. It's up to you to receive this free gift.
Amen.
All we're doing is offering it to you as the Holy Spirit give us utterance in the name of Jesus. That you receive this free gift. That you work this word out of your heart.
Yes.
Not out of your mouth, not out of your intellect, but work the word out of your heart. And it's manifesting in your life as you speak.
Oh, yes.
Amen. So the Lord was saying, call those things that be not.
Amen.
When you call those things that be not, you're operating in the free gift.
Amen.
Because Jesus is saying greater works than these that you would do. Because I'm going to my Father so that my Father may be glorified in the Son. And the Father is saying, Son, you got some good kids down there. They're faithful to you, Son. The free gift.
The free gift.
We offer you the free gift found in the book of Romans. The 5th chapter, verse 17 and 18, it says, for by one man offense, death reigned by one. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life of one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. As by the offense of one. All it took was one man.
Amen.
The transgress against the law of God. And all it took is one man to come back and do the will of the Father.
Yes.
He says, behold, I come in the volume of the book to do thy will, O Lord.
Oh, yes. Amen.
The righteousness spoke from heaven and said, prepare me a body. I come to do your will, to offer your people down there, Father, this free gift found in me. And I'm asking, he was saying, I'm asking y'all to lift me up.
Amen.
If I be lifted up, I would draw all men unto you.
Amen.
Unto the justification of life hung on the cross.
Amen.
To give us this free gift.
This free gift.
That you can ask whatsoever.
Amen.
That the devil cannot bound you. He's saying that this free gift gives you this right
that whatsoever you shall bound on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Amen.
Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven.
Amen.
That's the free gift.
That's a free gift.
That's just part of it. All of the blessings, when you find a feeling it's, and you want to bind, the free gift.
Amen.
When you find a job that you desire, and all you have to do is ask, what do you get? When you find your loved ones in a hospital, it's a free gift for you to go down there and bind the devil and loose the angel that can cast the bottom because the word of God says he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee leashed out there shall put against the stone.
That's right.
That charge still carries forth in Psalms 103 and 20.
Right.
It's a free gift. That's the part always who is telling strength, pointing unto the voice of the Lord thy God to do his will. It's just listen for you to give the word in the name of Jesus. It's a free gift. You can tell these angels charge over you to do your will. You can tell your angel that can camp about you, I'm going to send you into the enemy's camp and take back what the enemy has taken from you. And the Bible says he has to restore unto you seven.
Amen.
And seven times seven is what? 14. And we're living in what? 2014. You can catch it. You can run with that,
seven
y'all.
Seven times seven is 49.
You're coming right here in this year right here.
Amen.
You don't have to wait a week. You can speak it right now that all these blessings of yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's a free gift. That's, all of those things are built for you in this free gift. Jesus did not leave one thing out of you for you to get receiving your blessings so he won't get the glory. It's free gift. You wonder why he's giving you blessings and offering you things because of free gift.
Amen. Amen.
After all, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they came out of there with gold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's free.
Amen.
When you're over here trying to struggle, well, you got to stop all that. The free gift in Jesus Christ. It says, I can do all things through Christ that's strengthened me.
Amen.
It says, beyond that, I'm more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. That's a free gift.
Yes,
that you can conquer all circumstances. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's a free gift.
Amen.
We want to welcome you right now for to be a part of the family of Jesus Christ, the heavenly host family, where the angels rejoice over one soul.
Amen.
Just think about it. And if you can imagine this in your life, imagine all of the accolades that man has on this earth from every kind of party, every kind of feast, every kind of situation of exaltation of Super Bowls and banquets, high expensive banquets, everything, every kind of joyful celebration of a newborn baby. You can just picture all of that in the whole world from the creation. And that has no comparison of one soul giving their life to Christ and the angel rejoice.
Amen.
They say the angels rejoice in heaven over one soul.
Amen.
So the party that the earth have cannot even be compared to what they got going on up there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can rejoice right now with that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The party you have accepted Jesus Christ and you are in the family. Never to be kicked out. No wise, he says, whomever that the Father give me, I will in no wise cast out. Give your life to Jesus today, please. Tomorrow is not promised. Whatever situation you find yourself in, whatever kind of worry that you find yourself in, I don't care what you've done. Jesus is not concerned about what you've done. He's concerned about where you're going.
Amen.
And if you're going his way, he said, come on in. Come on, welcome to the family. On the last day of the great supper, he said, come unto me, all those that labor and heavy laden. That means that any situation that you find yourself in that's got you bound, that's got you sick, that's got you
blinded, that got you ill, that got you in a worry situation, in a stressful situation, Jesus is saying, just come unto me and give them to me. Because my burden is light.
Oh, yes.
My yoke is easy.
Oh, yes.
And you will find rest for your soul.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And when you have rest for your soul can now feed on the Word of God.
Amen.
Because I done gave it all up for Christ.
Oh, yes.
All you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm asking you to forgive me of my sins, Lord Jesus. I receive you now as Lord and Savior of my life. The Bible says that you're saved. When you say that from your heart, when you just mean it from, hallelujah, when you say it from your heart, when you get into that zone, when you just cut everything out, the music can be blasting, everything can just be going, but when you mean it out of your heart, oh, something's going to come up. And it came up, and I bless God for it. Because I remember when I called on Jesus. I know how I called on Him. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I called on Him. I said, Lord, save me. This ain't no plaything. I need to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. And I called on Him with all of my heart.
Hallelujah.
And something in the bottom of my soul jumped up.
Oh,
and I felt the Spirit of God into my life.
Jesus.
And you're feeling too. In the end of your life, when your heart is calling on the Lord, when you call on Him, and I'm begging you right now, if you just call on Him, whatever, if you got an ailment, all you got to do is say, Jesus. And that name right there, devils around you, because something is going to happen. If you don't have no joy, all you got to do is just start chucking and say, Jesus. If you can't walk, all you got to do is in that wheelchair just move up like you're jumping. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you can't even stop like that, all you got to do is raise your hand. All you can do is say, raise your hand and say, Jesus. And He's coming in. When He's looking at that heart, He is coming into you, and He is saying, God, before you call me, I heard you.
Praise
and
God.
I'm going to answer your prayer. I'm coming in because you're calling me with all of your heart. That's where your salvation is there. That's how close it is. The Bible says it's even in my heart. Now, I know y'all got some prayers out there that you want answered. And we're here to touch and agree with you. But if you don't want to touch and agree, just say, we'll pray for it. We'll put them on the list. I got a prayer list at home, and we'll put them on the list, and we'll pray for them. I'm praying for those people every day. Praying for them, lifting them up before you. Because the Bible says the angels of these people that you're praying for, the angels' face behold the Father.
Your
face is beheld before the angels. So they transform all the time, and they've been holding your face. You know why? Because we lifting up your sons, we lifting up your daughters, we lifting up your mothers, we lifting up your fathers, we lifting up your children, we lifting up your neighbors, we lifting up your boss. We lifting up these people because the Bible is saying, pray for them.
The
fervent prayer of the righteous avail as much. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing that God can do. One of my favorite scriptures that I'm going to turn it over to Sister Dolores is that when the angels came to visit Abraham and they asked, where is Sarah, thy wife? And Abraham said, she's there in the tent.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, by the time of life, this faith, Sarah shall have a son. And Sarah laughed, said, shall I have a son in my old age? She laughed. And the angel turned to Abraham, he said, wherefore did Sarah laugh? And Sarah said, Sarah did not laugh. And the angel turned to Abraham and said, Sarah did laugh. And this is the best part. The angel said, the next thing he said, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
Amen.
There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Come into the family. Whatever you have done, come into the family. Come on in. You can come into the family. You don't have to worry about what people are going to say. You know that the Bible says that God says that God be for you more than the whole world against you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. Here is the Lord.
Oh, man, I tell you, I thank God for this word tonight. I tell you, we are truly, truly blessed. Truly blessed
yes,
tonight.
Indeed.
Is there anyone that has a prayer request tonight? Anyone? I know this word
yes.
is so powerful.
Yes.
So powerful.
Doctor?
Yes.
Are you? Okay, this is Brother Hunter in Houston. There was a lady today when I was at the doctor's office that the Holy Spirit moved upon me, prayed for the mother. She asked tonight that, as we were on the radio station, to pray for her son and daughter. And the name is, the mother's name is Christy, and the daughter's name is Roland, and the son is Reagan. I want us to pray a prayer of faith that wherever they are, wherever they are right now at this time, that God will cause them to rise up and take what was heard to be a part of the kingdom. Come on in. There's room. So I asked one of y'all tonight from the well and to continue to believe what God will do. Well, the Holy Spirit, I'll pray. But also, I want to say this to those of us that are listening over the airwave and everywhere. We're going to have that revival in the month of March, starting in Hempstead, Texas.
Amen.
I can feel fire moving as y'all are ministering down there. But I want you to know you haven't seen the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Because God is calling people that are faithful. He's calling people that will be obedient. No matter what you have, God is saying, hold on. And as brother said, welcome to the kingdom. Welcome to the kingdom. Welcome. God has given his son authority to give us a right to be a part of what God has.
Yes.
So I want, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, the Bible says, in the book, it says, the word of God says, John says, there cometh one whose shoes I'm not worthy to let him loose. I can't untie his shoes.
Come on.
But he's coming with power. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost, and
hallelujah.
With fire. And hallelujah. With fire.
Yes.
And with fire.
Yes.
Because with the fire, fire burns up all the dross.
Come on.
When God look and see the gold, all he can see is face in the picture.
Hmm?
And when the Holy Ghost come upon all of us more, like we know it's going to do,
hallelujah.
That's going to be fire. You're going to
ooh,
see
God.
People getting killed down there. You're going to see people healed. They're going to come from many places to hear what God is doing. And I'm telling
hallelujah.
You because I believe the word of God. God has spoken. Has he not said it? Will he not do it? He'll stand by his word. And God wants us to know that we know that we know that we know. I don't care if a blind man is coming, let him come and see.
Come on,
I don't
come
care
on.
If a broke man is coming, let him come and get his pocket filled.
Hallelujah.
I don't care if the sinner just finished committing sin. Ask God into the heart and God will come.
Praise God.
Pray with me, Father. Before we come before you, I come to you, Jesus, that you
yes,
will cleanse
Lord.
Our spirits before we
hallelujah.
Go before the Father. And let nothing hinder us. We ask
hallelujah.
You right now, Jesus, in your name, that your blood wash us, cleanse us, and purify us, and we come before the Father. Because you said, Jesus, the words that we receive, they're not ours. They're yours.
Come on.
And Holy Father, we praise you tonight. We thank
Amen.
You for allowing us to come before your presence. And Father, there are three people that have asked me to pray for them today. That's Christy, that's Ryland, and that's Rogan. Wherever they are right now, I pray that you let the angels on assignment visit them, put a hedge around them, Father. And they even believe, Father, somebody's practicing witchcraft. I want to take authority in the name of Jesus and bind it and declare it to be zero. Because the fire of the Holy Ghost. I want to thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to thank you, Father.
Thank you,
I want to thank you, Father.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
I want to thank you, Father.
Thank you,
I want to thank you, Father.
Thank you
for doing what you said to do in your word. You cannot lie. You make it good, you make it true. You said in your word, call upon me and see if I will not answer. And I know you're answering us tonight. I know you're hearing us tonight. There are many on the prayer line in the prayer room right now. They have a touch of the Holy Ghost in their lives. Somebody somewhere needs a better touch, Father. I need a better touch of the Holy Ghost in my life. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me. Not what I'm more desire, but what God has in my heart. I want to thank you tonight for hearing in America from all 50 states, that from the president to the White House to the Brown House to the Black House to the House of Houses, no matter where we are, education has no rule, but it's the faith that rules, Father. For you said that faith, Jesus, has made us whole. Because we believe what your word says. We believe what your word says. Your word says faith operates. And I want to thank you, Father, that there is no condemnation to all of those who are walking after the Spirit of the living God. That nobody, no matter what they say, they can talk about it, put it down, run about, but we know that there is no condemnation. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. Speak a word. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you, Father.
Thank you.
In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Anybody got anything to say?
Amen.
Anybody got anything to say?
Amen.
Amen. That's a complete prayer right there.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you,
Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the faithfulness. Thank you for the obedience. Thank you.
Yes.
Fire of the Holy Ghost continue to burn. Thank you. Lord.
Thank
you. Eyes have not seen, nor has it entered the heart of those that love the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy, Father. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord, for your healing power, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Heal and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Yes. Yeah. Hora da shikara da bo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. The rising of the sun to the going down of the saint. Your name is the same. Worthy to be praised.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to your name. Yes, Lord.
This has been a nice
It's power in your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, glory to your name. Ooh, you're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. Ooh, I can answer to anything in your name, Lord, and it shall be done. Lord, I thank you for your word tonight that went forward, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your free gift, Father God, that you give, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. All I got to do is speak it in your name out of my heart, Father God. Glory to your name, Jesus. I give you thanks, Lord. I glorify your name, Lord. I lift your name on high, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the people that come out every Friday night and praise your name, Lord, and give your name the praise, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Bless them, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
No weapons formed against them shall prosper. Hallelujah, Jesus. They are more than conquerors. Thank you, Jesus, for your gift. For your purpose, Lord. I thank you, Father God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Ooh, glory. You are worthy, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah.
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 Fire.
Fire. Can't even let it go. I can feel like, woo, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Fire.
Know what he's talking about. Thank you, Lord. Woo, Jesus. Can't even let this thing go. Woo. It's like fire shut up in your bones. Thank you, Lord. Woo,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
You're worthy. Woo, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Woo, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Fire, fire, fire. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Call by my name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo. Thank you, Father God.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you.
This is the night that you said, Father, fire, 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 fire on him to Texas. Fire on him to Texas.
Fire
on
him. Hallelujah.
Fire, fire.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. The fire started, Father. The fire started in the hearts of believers. Fire. Fire.
Jesus.
It spreads out to the world. We thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless that, brother. God bless that, brother, and his word. God bless the brother's word. Amen.
Yes.
Sit at the table of the Lord. Sit at the table. Let's sit at his
table.
Hallelujah.
But the spread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, the table is spread.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Father. Glory to
thank you,
Lord. Have not because you ask now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Does anybody else need prayer requests before we close out? We still got a few minutes left, and we want to make sure that we...
I'm going to extend it. Go ahead. This is good. This is good. This is good.
Yes.
This is good.
We
want to make sure that we've reached everybody. Anybody who wants prayer or needs prayer, please just let us know. I mean, God is doing it.
Yes, he is.
Yes. God's provision is as large as your faith.
Amen.
It's as large as your faith. So if you want to receive it by faith tonight. I mean, it's here. God is just, hey, God, the Holy Spirit is moving. It's moving. Catch all that you can catch, because I know I am.
Yep.
I'm catching all that I can get. I'm getting all that I can get.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
Amen.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Right.
We're walking in it tonight.
Oh, yes.
We're hearing it tonight.
Yes.
We're receiving it.
That's
our
right.
eyes is open. Our ears is open to receive. Our heart is receiving what the Word of God has spoken to us tonight. I tell you, we are truly blessed. We're truly blessed. Have a word.
Oh, yes. I was telling Dr. Hunter, Dr. Oh Lord, Dr. Delores, today I had been asking for this book. I had met a lady in Houston, and she gave me a word. She said, I just met her for that time, and she was telling me about the books of the series, about the prophet book. And I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, Lord, now you know I need to see as you see, because you told us, you say you have a light now. I understand it to know the spirit. And all this stuff. Then I said, oh Lord, because whatever your home has turned.
You know, the Bible says the Lord will fulfill. He will fulfill those things that you are hungry for. And so Dr. McCullum had a book in the house, and she said, well, woman of God, sound like, speak like to me. I got that book. And I said, you do? She said, well, next time I come to your house, you know, Friday night, I'm going to bring it to you. And sure enough, the book comes to my door. Whatever you ask the Lord for, whatever you seek the Lord for, believe me, he's able to provide. He's able to draw it out. He, you know, the Bible said, why am I going to draw it out? And I just spoke the word, and the word comes to me without desiring him, because I want more of him. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise, because every time I open my mouth before I can even speak, he answered me. I give him praise, and I thank him for answering me concerning his word, because he knows that I desire his word. I delight myself in his word.
Yes.
And I hold it dear to my life, to my heart. And I just thank God for it, that he is who he say he is. He can do what he say he can do. And he performs his word. He's performing his word. He's performing his word in my life. And I just thank God for that in the name of Jesus. And I was looking at when brother was talking, and I was looking at this word. It said, and the sister, she got up and she said, and it was Romans 6 and 17, say, for God be thanked.
Yes.
But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart, from the doctrine in which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Tonight we became slaves of righteousness in Christ Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
We are the righteousness of God.
Amen. Anyone have a word? I heard somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We are truly, truly blessed tonight. This has been a feast, y'all. This has been a feast, I'm telling you.
Yes.
And I know it for weeks, but I know they felt, I know they got it. I know they received it, because this is truly a word from the Lord.
Truth. Hallelujah.
This is truth, you know, and we just thank God for it. Like I said, God's provision is as large as your faith. If you can receive that, you can have it.
Amen.
You can have it. If you receive it, you can have it tonight.
I know you can. I know
you can have it. We just thank God for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Any prayer requests? We want to give everybody an opportunity to be prayed for. You can be healed, delivered, and set free.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
I'm just praying for my family. I want y'all to lift my family up.
Doctor, do you have a word? Yeah, we're going to pray for her family right now. We're going to touch and agree according to Matthew 18 and 19. The word of God is saying, again, I say unto you, where two of you shall touch and agree concerning anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of my Father, which is in heaven.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up her family. You already know her name. Know the names of our family out of the abundance of our heart, Father. And Father, we lift them up right now in the great name of Jesus. Father, we see the works of the enemy that comes up against them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose the angels that's been kept about them in the name of Jesus, according to perform the word of God, Father, in their lives, Father. Father, we command these angels right now to go before. Go and touch these families right now, that every eye would be open, every ear would be open to receive the word of God. Father, send a word in the name of Jesus, Father. Your word is, like you told a centurion, thou son shall live, and he believed and went home. And at the same time, when he went, made it back home, he asked, a servant came to him saying, your son liveth, and he inquired of the time, Father. And Father, he says, about that time when Jesus says, thou son liveth, he believed the word, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we believe the word, it is touching and agreeing right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is going to be done in the name of Jesus, Father. And Lord, we give you the glory. And Lord, we thank you for the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Manifestation, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, we worship you in the spirit and in truth, because you gave us the word. And we agree up on this earth concerning anything. And Father, anything that you're performing in these people's lives, Father, these souls' lives, these family lives, Father, we know it's going to be done. That every yoke would be broken. And every work of the enemy would be broken.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, that they would see as the prodigal son came to himself, that they would see, Father, and they would have an eye and say,
What am I doing out here? I'm going back to that in the name of Jesus, Father. I'm going back to repentance. Lord, I thank you right now, Father. Lord, you've been so good, God. You've been better than you are today. I should have been dead and gone. But Lord, you had mercy on my
soul. Thank you, Lord.
Give you the glory right now, Father. And Lord, we praise you in Jesus' name. Our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I know it was the blood. It was the blood. It was the redeeming blood, the sanctifying power of the blood. We plead the blood. The blood
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. I know that's out there in the airways. I know that you want prayer, and don't let the devil fool you thinking that your prayers will not be heard. Your
Amen.
Prayers are heard. You can always call back, and you can always press that one to talk and get these prayers out because
Amen.
We want to pray with you. This is not no joking thing. We're praying
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. There's
Jesus.
No other name. The Bible says, given among men by which we must be saved. We're praying
yes.
in that name. We're praying
yes.
in the Son of God, Jesus
Hallelujah.
Christ. Emmanuel, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't have
Thank
to worry about what people are going to say. We may
Amen.
Not recognize the voice, but one thing we do recognize, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Woo! Hallelujah. That's power in the name of Jesus.
You can come on in to the family. You can come on in and let us pray for you in the name of Jesus. We're just giving you numbers of the call when you want to get
yes.
prayer. This ain't no
yes.
joke. We are praying in Jesus' name that the devil is alive. That all the works of the devil, the Bible says all the works of the devil have been destroyed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can have what you want.
Yes, Lord.
God, just call on him. Do what Dr. Herder, whatever you got to do, just call somebody. Call him. If you're sick, if your ankles are starting to form, turn in towards each other, if you find yourself living in a handicapped way, you can call in. Because
I know.
I told a man that was deformed and had had a winter head in the congregation. He said, stretch out his hand.
Yeah.
And his hand was restored
yes.
as the other. Come on, man. That's word. You can be
yes.
restored. I don't care what your symptoms may look like. I don't care what the doctor says.
Ooh, God, Jesus.
It's a matter of what the word says. When the word
yes.
says you're healed, you're healed.
Amen.
When
Amen.
He says by the stripes you are healed, you healed. When he was
Amen.
On the cross, he said it's finished. And guess
yes,
what?
Lord.
It's finished.
Yes.
And all of
Praise
those three steps are yours.
Headclothes.
You go around Praise. With doubt. You don't have to go around with lupus. You don't have to go around with a bald head because you let the doctor give you some radiation. You don't have to
Come
go
on.
That. You can claim, you can call those things that be not as though they were. But if you won't have, you can go have.
Come on.
Hallelujah. It's the Bible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just telling you, it's the Bible. See, it says. If you don't have any food in your pantry, the word of God says, be it so unto thee according to thy faith.
That's right.
It's a miracle worker. You gotta know who you serve. You gotta know the power of God that is ready to move
right.
God. And when sisters of the Lord was greater and Peter than them, you gotta know how great that man is. You gotta know how great God is. Think about the universe. The universe is inside God.
Hey,
the Father, hey. All of that is inside God.
Hey.
God's greatness is in you.
Yes. Praise God.
The third Trinity is right there. He wants to commune
Woo.
With you.
Woo.
He come down, he says, on the day of Pentecost, he came down.
Woo.
And there was a period upon him. Cloven tongues.
Praise
Like fire.
Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Turn it up in the Lord. The
Thank you, Jesus.
It's the thing, and you sitting around wondering who's going to recognize your voice.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
It's nothing to do with your voice. When you want delivered, let me ask
Woo!
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm tired of being sick and tired. Don't you want to be different? You have a situation going on at your job. Do you have a situation going on at your neighbor's? It comes to a trash in your yard? Come on. I mean, you can be delivered from that. What about you keep having flats down the same road on the same car? You can be delivered from that. Just those small things. God is concerned about the whole person. He's concerned about the little things. You remember at 2 o'clock in the morning at 2:15 every time you wake up? God is concerned about that. You want to go to sleep, and every time, every night at this time, you hear that music, whatever the case may be, or you just wake up, and you don't even hear nothing. Well, if God is concerned about every aspect of you,
amen.
He says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares. That means
that's
complete
right. That's right.
He cares for you. And you don't believe that you don't have somebody that you don't need prayer? Well, pray for me.